for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
All right, hi.
Hey,
we're back. We're live. This is, in fact, a new show. Let me get the board configured. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
It is once again great to be back.
Howdy, Rob.
Hey, Kat.
Everybody, Don and Mike show new episode on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, we mean a new episode, too.
Yeah.
June 10th. This is not a replay. We're live.
Fresh.
Today, June 10th, 2002. Mm-hmm. 25 years ago.
Right.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yep.
Became the best-selling movie soundtrack of all time.
Sure, there's a special day, a historic day in music.
Welcome to Bee Gees Monday. Oh. Welcome to Bee Gees Monday.
The Don and Mike Show.
They drink, they use bad language in mixed company, they're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 87.
Smell my hog, queer bait. Kiss my left ball, dimwit. Your mom takes it up the bung.
Stay cool.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Stay cool.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Welcome to our show.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Well, nowhere.
Nowhere at all.
To be honest with you, that's the truth. There's a very nice young man that I met out front of the radio station looking for autographs today.
Oh, no, I thought maybe.
I thought
there was an outside chance. Get him out of here. Get him. I don't like him. I don't like him more.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewed as discretion advised.
Rob Spiewak!
There he is.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Check this out. Robert W. Spiewak the third.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
You couldn't wait.
I couldn't.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The Spiewaks are having a baby, and it's a boy.
Hey. And all the ships at sea. Hey, ladies love them because they go down easier than Mike Tyson. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. I wouldn't know. I wasn't at the fight.
Didn't make it.
I missed it.
Just couldn't make it on time.
I'll tell you about that in a second.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah, tell me about it. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Great to be back. New episode on this Monday, June 10th.
Right.
Wasn't it a week ago we was playing show tunes?
Yep.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Hello. Donna Mike Show. Hi.
Hi, Radio God.
Hi there.
Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, listening to the best of, you guys are so funny, and I miss you guys so much.
All right. Very much. Thank you. We got a couple of things to take care of. A couple of things we want to clear up. Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Donna Mike, my brother.
Yeah, hi.
Well, hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Buzz, what were you doing all week?
Getting tattoos.
Oh, man, I miss you guys.
You didn't get more.
No, just the one.
All right.
And a new car.
Thanks for coming back.
All right, thank
Nissan.
You, Mike.
Waddle-doodle-dottum.
Waddle-doodle-dottum.
Get a Nissan, Buzz?
No. Broke the mold, went German.
Really?
Yeah, right, Rob
is jumping for joy.
Car. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
A Volkswagen.
Hello.
You too? You catching it too?
I think so. Don and Mike Show.
People's car. Jesus Christ.
What am I doing here? Are these phones are blower activate?
Blower activate.
No, there's a problem. Wait a minute. Hold on. What do I do?
There you go.
Hold on a second. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello, Don.
Yeah, hi.
What up? It's David, man. Yo, I'm in New York. How come you guys have been playing best of for the past 3 weeks?
Well, we're here to talk about that as best we can.
We'll let you know right now.
You stay tuned, turn your radio up, and you're going to hear what we can tell you.
I turned it off already, because all I get is repeats.
That's curious.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling.
See you later. Right. Okay, here's the deal. Now, bear with me, because we're only going to run through this one time.
Good. One time, you can explain what's going on. As best we can here, and I want to tell everybody in our listening audience that understand that we're back on, and we're going to tell you what we can tell you, and once you give them the information,
that's
pretty much it. And I know a lot of people might not necessarily be 100% satisfied with that, but we're doing what we're allowed to do. We're doing what we can do.
And when you hear the end result, I think you'll understand why we're doing that.
Exactly.
June 10 show dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Don and Mike can explain the recent events as follows.
All right.
One. We did not, at any time, walk off this show.
No, that was never done.
Didn't happen.
Never, never done.
Two. Management wanted us not to talk about certain things, so they took us off the radio.
That is correct.
That was a nice exercise where every day we would get up and be ready to come to work, and they would call and say, don't come in today.
Not today.
Right.
Number three. Some subjects are taboo, and we cannot talk about them.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Number four, this being the most important one of all. Management could have kept us off the air for a long, long time. Long time. They could have kept us off the air for a long time. We did not want to do that to you, the people that punch in every day and listen to the show.
It got to a point where we simply said, we want to come back and do a show.
Right.
And that's what we're doing.
And they had the rights, they had the option to keep us off the air for a long time.
And
we didn't want it.
No.
We didn't want it. We did not, that's what we were faced with. We were faced with either not doing a show, sitting out, having management, as they have the right to do, keep us off the air for a long time.
Or we could come back do the show with the limited information we could give you, but more importantly, give you that information and then get back to what to doing what we're doing.
Okay. So let's just for anybody slow out there, let's recap now.
Why don't we review if people are keeping notes?
It's a good idea.
I would like to say, you know, that once again, this is the information we can give you.
Mm-hmm. June 10th show.
That's why we're back here.
Right.
June 10th show dialogue. Don and Mike can explain the recent events as follows.
Well, this is the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just doing what we can.
One, we did not walk off the show.
That's true. No.
That I want you to know, and I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit. We promised you we would never walk off the show, and we did not. Mm-hmm. We did not.
Right.
Two, management wanted us not to talk about certain things. We obviously disagreed, so they took us off the radio.
That is the reason we were off.
Right.
That is the reason we weren't here. That is the reason you heard best of segments.
Mm-hmm. Well, we weren't sitting around with our thumbs up our asses.
No.
Okay? Three, some subjects are taboo, and we cannot talk about them.
That is another reason we are back. We agreed to that. They agreed to that. We are here.
Mm-hmm.
We are here to do our show after this explanation.
Four.
As best we can. It's a little frustrating, but that's it.
This is the most important one that we want everybody to know. Contractually, management could have kept us off the air for a long time. And I want to get L space O space N space G space a long time. And what that would have meant was that we'd be gone. We would not be on the radio here. We would not be on the radio anywhere. They could have kept us off for a long time. When faced with that prospect, what it all comes down to is we wouldn't have these jobs if you guys didn't listen every day. And we got to eat a bit of an S sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
We'll eat the S sandwich so that we can come back and do a show, because the bottom line is the people we care about are the people who punch in every day to hear the show.
Amen.
And you guys were the ones, your listeners, were the ones who were being unfairly punished.
Absolutely.
While all of this other, extra BS was going on.
Yeah, and what you have listed here, I want to reiterate. That's what we can talk about. That's what we can tell you.
Right.
That's it.
And one of the reasons we are back here is because we agreed that's fine. That's what we will tell you. We'll get back to doing our show. We're going to do our show the way we've done our show, and we're going to enjoy doing our show. Yeah. And it's, I mentioned, Don mentions the listeners. I will also mention there are more people involved in this little band of merry troopers than just Don and Mike. There are a lot of people here that work here, and we felt it was important to get back down here and do the job. And that's why we're here.
That's it. Read into it whatever you wish.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what you're going to have to do.
I told you before we left that we would not come back unless we were allowed to speak the truth.
Mm-hmm.
This, all of these things are the truth.
Yeah, and it was important for us to make sure that you know that we did not walk off the show. It's important that, you've got the list, and, I'm so paranoid that I want to make sure that...
Mike, let's go through it one more time.
Should I review? Should I write it down myself?
We should, yeah.
June 10 show dialogue. Don and Mike can explain the recent events as follows.
Uh-huh.
This sounds very legal somehow. This was the prep sheet I was given.
Well, that's, can't imagine why it would sound that way.
One, we did not walk off the show.
Yeah, that's important to know. We didn't storm out of here. We
never would walk off the show. This is not some kind of planned, kooky, crazy stunt.
No.
I mean, if anything, it's damaged us because you guys are pissed. And I'd be pissed, too, if I was listening to Best Of.
Mm-hmm.
When we're not on vacation. Number two, I know what you're laughing about.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I know.
Go ahead.
Because we got vacation in 2 weeks. I know. And people are going to be more pissed, but what do you want us to do? Not take a vacation?
Right.
It ain't like we've had a vacation for the last 2 weeks.
No, being attached to a phone is not necessarily a vacation.
You could use one.
I mean, I didn't even get to go to Memphis, for God's sakes. I didn't get to go to remarry my wife at Elvis's graveside. I didn't get to go to the fight because all this is going on.
That great fight that got all the notoriety there. Yeah.
Okay, so
there.
We did not log off the
show.
Got
the notoriety there.
Number two, management wanted us not to talk about certain things.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, and I wanted to hear you say it that way. And I think that anyone that has followed our show, anybody who has followed what's been going on, will probably have an idea of what those things are, but we can't talk about
management them. Wanted us not to talk about certain things, so they took us off the air.
That's correct.
It's a fact.
Number three. Some subjects are taboo, and we cannot talk about them. That directly leads into point number four. Management could have kept us off the air for a long time. Frankly, we had that option. We had the option, sit out, and at the end of the day, we couldn't do it.
Right.
We couldn't.
The management could have kept us off for a long time. We decided to come back, do the show. We love doing this show. You know, when I want to tell everybody that's listening right now, when we're in here during the 4 hours that we're doing this radio program, that is, people always say, you know, what do you like about your job? What's the best thing about your job? I'll tell you what the best thing is, and I think Don agrees. Being here for the 4 hours when the microphones are open, you know, all the stuff that goes on, that's the part that we enjoy the most. It's, it's stuff that happens outside of the show itself that is a little bit more difficult to handle.
The bottom line is we chose to return under these conditions rather than be kept off the air for exactly what Mike was just saying, because really, and we, trust me, we agonized over this, but the final point that we could never get around is the fact that, and I thought a lot about when the baseball players went on strike and how I've never gotten back into being a baseball fan.
Exactly.
Because I was so pissed off that those baseball players walked off their jobs.
I remember that.
And it was important for us to let you know that we didn't walk off.
Right.
And even though management could have kept us off the air for a long time, we're back. Because I know what it feels like to be screwed over. I know what it feels like to be a fan.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Jesus Christ, where are my baseball players?
Exactly.
Where is my diversion from the hellish day I'm going through?
Exactly.
And the bottom line, we know we wouldn't be where we are if you guys didn't listen.
Yeah, and it's good for us to get back and do what we have done before, and we are going to move forward, and we're going to move forward and do the best kind of show that we can, and that's it. That's the bottom line. There are many things that probably will frustrate the people that have been following this closely, but that's what we can tell you. And I want to reiterate for those people that are calling, when you've heard Don read that list that may have sounded like it was written by someone else, you can't call in and say, what about, because we can't. We have an agreement.
If you do, it's going to be deleted out.
Right. Yeah, and it makes our jobs more difficult. What we'd rather do is
have fun.
Get back to doing what we do.
Yeah. Okay? All right, so having said that.
And I will also say, if that frustrates some of you, sorry about that, but that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Guys.
Hey.
It is so good for you to be back.
Thank you. It's great to be. It is, really. I know we said that when we played the records. It's great to be back, but really it is great to be back.
I have one question that's very simple.
Yeah.
Is Leah Remini coming back?
Here's the deal with Leah. We love Leah. As it turns out, Leah doesn't like to travel. Leah will not get on a plane to come to be wherever we are doing the show.
Right.
And we are not going to spend our lives traveling to Los Angeles. So the deal with Leah is that she's got the stuff in her house.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever we want to have her on the show, mm-hmm. we'll have her on the show.
Yeah, and we enjoyed our time with her. She was fantastic, and that's the way it's going to work. And that's not a door that's completely shut.
Right.
But, you know, that also, as everybody knows, Leah joined the show when all the other stuff was going on.
Yeah.
And so right now...
She's got her own issues.
She's got her own issues.
Great.
All right.
Okay, make me laugh.
Make them laugh.
We're going to work it out, my friend. Hello, Donna Mike's show.
Hey, Don and Mike, it's Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Are you guys going to be back on NNW at all? Right now you're in perpetual show vacation.
That we do not know.
Hold on, here you go, Mike. Again, this would indicate I am getting a directive.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure if anyone from New York calls, tell them to call WNEW.
That's what we would tell you. Call WNEW.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank God I just got a job down in Philly so I can listen to you then.
Very good.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks,
bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, welcome back, fat bastards. Kind of missed you.
Well, it's good to be back, you son of a bitch.
We missed you.
Stupid ass. We missed you, too.
You know, here in Iowa City, you know, we kind of missed you up here, and kind of glad to hear you back.
Thank you very much, and hopefully now...
It's the same kind of love I used to get in my family. Hey, we kind of missed you. We're sort of glad you're back.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Qualified love.
Yeah, absolutely. This is kind of a good report card, son. I'm sort of proud of you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
All right. Hold on a second.
Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Yeah, welcome back, guys.
Thanks.
I enjoyed your high school graduation.
Can I nitpick?
Yes, go ahead.
Items 2 and 3 are basically the same thing.
Yeah, they are, but it was added information that we wanted to put in there for clarity.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hello, Donna Mike's show.
Yeah, people are starting to get more comfortable with it, I can tell.
Hello.
hey, guys, good to hear you back on the air. Listen, over the weekend, do you guys see the special on some sort of news program about Elvis Presley still being alive?
Well, we'll have lots of time to talk about Elvis on today's show because Rob spent the weekend in Memphis.
Yeah. Rob was very close to the former biological, no, not former, the biological stains of Elvis Presley that probably still do exist in Graceland.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don, hey, my man, what's happening?
Yeah, and incidentally, since we're not there, Graceland. Thank you.
Mike, you stand alone.
Yeah. I hate that crap. I hate it when we used to have to go down there. I used to have to say, it's not Graceland, it's Graceland. I'm going to say it's Graceland.
No, it's Graceland, and I was Graceland. Devastated.
Graceland.
I was absolutely devastated. My child bride will tell you. I was devastated. No, really, I was.
Right.
She couldn't have been happier that we weren't going to Memphis.
Yeah. She's got exquisite taste.
But I was heartbroken.
Rob really made me laugh before the show, and Rob came up to me and said, at one point when he was down there, he just thought to himself how much I would have hated it there.
Yeah, it was like a whole weekend planned anti-Mike O'Mara. My favorite moment is when I came home to tell Carrie that I said very excitedly, I mean, I was going to miss you.
There you go.
Good news, Carrie. It's just going to be you and me at Graceland this weekend. And she said, wow, just the two of us.
Yeah, hello, Tony.
Yeah, Don, Mike, what's happening, buddy?
Hi, what's up?
Man, look, I needed you guys last week. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
And, you know, Lisa told me to be a little bit more enthusiastic, but my boss is standing 15 feet away from me.
You know, don't worry about being prepped by Lisa. You're good. You can be quiet if you need to be
quiet. You can be, you know, that's why the first word out of your mouth was, so. I heard that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for calling. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, is there a dialogue for tomorrow's show yet?
Tune in tomorrow. That's funny.
As we'll find out.
That is funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, you am I on air?
Yeah, you are on air.
How you doing, man?
Who's this, Shaq?
Shaq? No, it's Dennis.
Shaq.
Dennis.
I laugh at Shaq so much. Shaq wears like his Dr. Seuss hats.
Right.
You guys think I'm Shaq?
Yeah, well, we were just calling you Shaq. We thought you might be Shaq. Well, it would be a dream come true.
You reminded me of Shaq. Anyway, hi, what can we do for you?
Well, I just needed to talk to you guys about something.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm on the air, so it's going to reach the air, right? I'm not going to curse or anything like that.
Well, no, I mean, it'll reach the air if we can air it. If it is something we can't talk about, it might not reach the air.
All right, well, basically what I want to know from you guys is, all right, I live in Philly, right?
Yeah.
Now I listen to Stern, and then I come basically, I wake up, and I hear you guys right after Stern.
Right.
And I just want to know, do you have a deep in your heart belief that you guys think that you're going to take over for Stern? I don't hate you guys. I don't really listen to you that much.
No, we have... No.
I don't think, but never, Stern's never going in a few years.
Do you it's never entered our thought process.
No, absolutely not. No, that's never, ever, ever really...
I don't want you ever, because he's unreplaceable. I think the only guy who can replace him is me. To be honest.
Well, you know, we've heard those rumors.
Yes.
Gotcha. Hello,
good luck, sir.
Don and Mike Show.
The guy that sounds like Shaq will be replacing Howard.
Hello,
it's exciting.
Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I live in D.C.
Thank you.
I'm on the Beltway right now, as a matter of fact, and I felt as if I lived in a city that didn't receive Don and Mike for the last couple of weeks, so thank you for coming home
to
D.C.
You did live in a city that didn't receive Don and Mike.
I received that best of...
No, you lived in one of 50 cities that did not receive the show last week, but thank you. I know what you're saying. Thank you, my friend.
We are delighted to be back on in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're delighted to be back on everywhere. We're going to take a break, because that's it for this, and then we're on to the show.
But thank our listeners, too, for being very cool about
for being so patient and
very patient and
stand-up guys.
We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Stand-up guys. We do love you, you bastards.
And really, get ready for the same crap we've always done.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you hired the entire staff back there.
I know. I did good, huh?
No. This would have been the perfect time to get rid of something deadwood in the office.
Oh, come on. Phil does a good job.
I don't mean Phil.
Oh, you mean Paula?
I'm not saying, but some of these people are useless. They should be cut out of here like cancer. Hello, children. Look at you, all back where you belong. Oh, God, does my heart good. The whole family is here.
All right, what are you going to start singing?
The Don and Mike Show.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Don?
Oh, no.
It's a crying guy.
I'm just so glad you guys are back.
All right, try to get a grip on yourself.
Mike, are you okay?
I'm all right, sir. I'm doing fine. Are you all right?
I thought that might push you over the edge.
No, I'm fine. It almost did, though.
And, Rob?
Yeah.
Did you go to Memphis while your wife was having a baby?
Everything's fine.
Everything's okay. It's going to be all right.
It's fine. Calm down.
Did you have a baby, though?
No, he didn't have his baby yet. He just named it. He found out it's a boy, but the baby's not going to be born for a while yet.
I thought maybe he went with...
No.
I mean, you're playing the music, and then people on the internet are talking about you. I don't know what's going on, but I'm so glad you guys are back.
It's going to be all right.
Yeah. It's okay.
It's okay. We're back now. We're back.
No more Bee Gees, okay?
No more Bee Gees.
Don't worry. Get a grip.
Oh, man.
It's going to be all right.
All right.
And you guys are going to be there, right?
Yeah, we're here.
You're not
going to
go on vacation anymore.
No, we're going to go on vacation.
Now come on. Now get a grip on yourself.
It's all right. We'll be back.
Okay.
Thanks. I love you guys, man.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Yes, crying man.
You got any weed?
If it'll help.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Okay.
I like crying man.
Man, I missed you guys.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, you know, don't worry about the whole baseball strike thing. Don, you know, we knew why you guys were gone, and we weren't worried about you guys walking off the air or anything. Hey, that baseball strike, that was motivated by money. You guys stood up for something you guys believed in, and you kind of got taken out a little bit because of it. But, you know, we're glad you guys are back, man.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Take care.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from South Jersey, but I moved out here from California last year, and I was glad to finally find a decent daytime talk show.
Oh, so you must be listening on WYSP.
Yes, I am, sir.
Treasure these days. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm a New Yorker who's driving down to Philly. I was driving down the turnpike, and I picked you up on YSP, but strangely, on NEW, you weren't on. When I tried to call NEW... The lines are busy. Can you kind of clue me in a little bit as to what's going on?
I don't know. What are they doing on WNEW?
They're playing a best of Don and Mike.
That's interesting.
Then you should call WNEW.
I did, but you cannot get through. I've got you on the cell phone, speed dialing it. I've been calling the last, say, 15, 20 minutes, and you can't get through.
I wish I could help you.
Sorry, we can't help you on that one.
I don't know.
Try again.
Can you answer one other question about the Radio Gods Forum, the internet? Do you know that site went off the air, went off the internet while you guys were away?
Well, I imagine that it's because it got bombarded probably with too many hits.
Yeah,
the guy said his server couldn't handle it. He was trying to get I was trying to get as much information as possible from you guys, but
all right.
I guess you can't talk about it.
No, listen, we've said what we can say, and thank you, my friend. Now, what I do want to do is call someone. Actually, I'm surprised that the rest of the country went to work on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Well, you gave this individual just about as good a birthday as you can give a person.
Friday was a national holiday.
Yes, it was.
It was a National Cunny Honey Day.
Mm-hmm.
Friday was my wife's, let me get it right, 47th birthday.
Why did you move up the time of the parade this year? I mean, I always liked 10 o'clock. Why did you move it up to 9?
We are not available now. Please leave your name.
Wait, I dialed the wrong number. Hold on a second.
Weird. This year, you know, it was the parade started at 9, a little earlier, but the floats were, Rob, that was fantastic.
You know, what was bad? One of the bad things about being in Memphis is missing out on all the after Frida's birthday sales.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's always a lot of fun. It really is.
Well, Rob, and it doesn't matter, Rob, they're always white sales.
White, right. Always a white sale.
Uh-huh.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hi, my sugar bear. How are you doing?
Here she is, the birthday girl.
Happy birthday, Frida.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, and thank you for the card, Buzz, and thank you for the booze, Mike.
The booze. Come on now. I mean, you can do better than that. It was a bottle of champagne. I don't get that classy rap very often anyway, so champagne.
It was classy.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
So, my wife's birthday was Friday, and Friday we were supposed to go to Memphis.
Right.
To go to the Tyson fight, and we were going to renew our vows in Elvis land.
Yeah, right.
And
my dream birthday.
And she lucked out because, as it turns out, we were on the phone with lawyers. I think the plane left at 2:30 on Friday. And funny how this works with the lawyers, that it was like 5 till 6 Friday night.
Yeah, just about 6 o'clock on Friday when everything was done.
Mm. And at that point, it was too late to go to Memphis, so we ended up going. I do want to thank the good guys and gals at the Inn at Little Washington.
The best food, the best restaurant on earth.
I agree. Great. I don't think, and you know what? There are famous writers about food that say that. It's fantastic.
And, oh, my God.
We had a wonderful night. My wife and I and my brother-in-law and my sister-in-law, Robin and Bill, came with us.
It was such a better birthday than watching those guys fight and speak for yourself on that one. Oh my God!
But anyway, it was a wonderful birthday, and they treated us real nice. And I want to say thank you, especially to Scott Little, who really helped me make it special for Frida.
Wonderful.
However, you know, that was the happy part, because by the time we got to Friday at 6 o'clock, we had things settled and we knew we were coming back to work. The times that we had been off, when management, you know, as I've told you, wouldn't let us come in and do the show. One day, I decided, because I'm like a caged animal at home.
Yeah.
When this is going on, I am unable to focus on anything except
right
what's going on. And I've
decided, baby, that whenever the time comes, you do retire. We'll have the retirement divorce party at the same time.
Because marriage won't work.
I got a room for him.
What she doesn't get, though, is that it's not like...
Yeah, when you retire, you think you'll be seeing less of Mike because your working days will be over. You'll be living with him.
That's right. The speakeasy.
Retirement, though,
the odd couple,
is not like what was happening here. Retirement would be a vacation. What was happening here was every day getting up, saying, okay, prepping a show, and then being told, don't come to work, and then, you know, being told, you know, well, wait until somebody calls.
Mm-hmm. The first day you get a directive like that, the first day you have something like that, you say to yourself, well, you know, I'll chill out a little bit. The second day, and then every day after that, it becomes more and more stressful until you're just chomping.
One day, because I'm such an a-hole at home, I'm impossible to live with because this is going on. I say to my wife, and this should let you know how really nutty I was, I'm going to go stay with your mom.
Wow.
Okay, I say, you know what? You're driving me crazy. I'm driving you crazy.
Right.
I'm going to go stay with your mom. I'm going to see how our condemned house in Ocean City is doing, and I'm going to stay with your mom.
Are you? Have you begun the rebuilding process yet?
Mike, no, we're still on the insurance process.
Let me just say, you're not always in good hands when you have insurance. And I would also say, don't believe any insurance company when you see the commercials where they talk about a tornado hitting a house and they have the dumb yokels saying, they were there right there the next day.
We had a check the following day.
You know what? That's not true. We could have had a check the following day. We just think the check should have been a different check.
Well, yeah, we could have had a check like for $5.
That's basically what they do. They go in there and they say, here's your check for, you know, replace your trailer. Here's $20.
So I say to her, you know what? I'm just what you're saying, Mike. You know what? I'm going to get away from this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to Ocean City. I'm going to stay with my mother-in-law. I got up there,
Rob.
And if possible, it was even worse.
It was worse with Frida's mom?
I'm surprised.
Yeah.
Can't imagine how that would be.
It was. You know, maybe it's you, my darling.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's your mom. I'm saying it's me. I'm saying, but
no, if it's not, my mother and I are two of the most easygoing ladies in the world. So maybe it's you who are a little...
All I know is that as soon as I arrived, I turned the car around. I was there.
Right.
I turned the car around, and I came back home.
You drove back, so you're really only comfortable when you're in transit.
You were like a pinball in a machine. I mean, you were bouncing back between locations.
And my wife and I also came up with a fantastic new code to give each other during times of stress like this.
Well, so not good to upset our son.
Now, I said it to her. She said it to me. When we would reach the point when... You know, here's the thing. I've mentioned this about my wife, that really, I love her with all my heart.
Of course.
But if I ever strangle her, it will be because she has asked me too many questions. And she asks me too many questions that I can't answer.
Right.
And this is not only about what we've been going through at work, but just in general,
everything.
I like it when you put me on the phone with Mike because he has my same questions.
That I will tell you was a new duty that Don gave me, and it is a duty that frightens me.
I think
I did good the first time, but I hope that I can maintain those standards.
At one point, I was so pissed at Frida. I said, you know what? I don't know these answers. Let me call Mike. You talk to Mike, and you see if Mike's got the answers.
Put me on the phone, and I went over things and got most of the stuff correct. You know,
very good.
Mike and I are amazingly on the same wavelength, I think.
Well, I was able to communicate things to you, and I do hate Memphis, so we are on the same page on those two things.
Here is the code that we ended up coming with. Because the deal is, I'll get off the phone with lawyers, and we've been on the phone for an hour. And I'll tell Frida the way that it is. I'll lay it out and I'll say, okay, here's a scenario. Then she says, but what about this? Well, what about this? Well, what about this? What about this? And I'm like, call the lawyers yourself. Just call them yourself.
Don't raise your voice. It sounds like maybe there was stress last week.
There was some stress last week.
Of course.
So finally we decided that when it reached that point, we would say GTFO.
Okay.
Get the F out.
Got it.
GTFO.
And I said it to her once.
I got that code once.
Yeah, well, this only means leave for a couple.
It wasn't code. It was actually more like a permanent request.
Hey, wasn't yours delivered by somebody who asked if...
Yeah, it was delivered by a courier service.
No,
my full name first.
Oh, yeah. This was, you know, we realized that we've reached the point of no return on something, and I would just say, you know what, a GTFO, and then she'd go, and then one time she just said, you know what, a GTFO, and now that has become standard procedure in our house.
Some people have those license plates, WWJD.
Now, you could say...
would Jesus do once? We have the GTFO
one. You know, you could actually have a nice form of conversation if you add an H to that. GTFOH would be regular conversation, you know? GTFOH.
Get the F
out of here.
Out of here.
Like when you're talking about, it's like, hey, I got a brand new car. Buzz says to me, I got a new car.
GTFOA. So once we got through all of the crap with work, we were able to, and once that dark cloud was taken away.
Yes. And then it's nice, as you said, as you mentioned when you're talking about lawyers, it's always nice when lawyers will go till 6 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah, and keep in mind,
before you know what's going on.
On my wife's birthday Friday, when we're waiting, we're waiting to leave to go to the restaurant, but we can't leave because we're waiting for the fax that we have to get to sign and fax back.
And I should mention that, during this wonderful procedure at work, this is the same week that I am moving out of my house into my own house.
Oh, gosh.
The speakeasy.
And I have boxes, and at one point, my lawyer says, do you have a fax machine handy? And I look over at these four boxes that I have in my new office.
I told them I didn't think that you had it hooked up yet.
You should have seen the fire drill that I did for this thing. I got papers. I got all this stuff just strewn all over the office. Hooked the thing up, though, and it's like, yeah, it came through okay. no problem at all.
Those guys, I mean,
stay cool. Stay cool.
We bonded. I like him. He and I are much better pals than we were when this started.
Our ridiculous management. So, overall, the birthday experience was, and I always like to get the grade afterwards.
Right.
Since it is treated as a national holiday.
Friday.
How'd I do?
The birthday. Give me a grade on the birthday.
From 6 p.m. when all that was settled on, it was a 10 plus. It was
10 plus. That's fantastic. Congratulations.
I
am so glad you had a good Friday.
It was perfect.
It's Good Friday.
Yeah, we had a
great Friday.
We had a wonderful weekend. What can I say?
You discovered that you like golf over this.
Now, I'm going to low-key this, but I'm telling you right now, I'm getting a little excited about this because this will, I can only see this. I don't see us bonding you, because I know that might worry you, that you think that, like, we'd socialize more together in that situation.
The fact that we would socialize doesn't bother me. You are so much better than me.
No, I see, and I don't
would
think
mean that I could never golf with you.
And I think, but here's what I like. If you pursue this, I'll explain to you, and Frida might be able to understand this, what excites
me. Because I'm smarter.
And let me tell you right now, what excites me.
Watch it.
About you. I'll ignore that. What excites me.
That was not for you. That was for her.
I know. What excites me about you getting into this is that if you get into this, you're going to you're going to do things that if you really dig golf, your scheduling and different things are going to be, we're going to be simpatico a lot more on that type of stuff. Like, you know, where we go and stuff like that. It's going to be important.
Well, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
For the show.
No, I know, but I'm not going to go any further with it.
Okay.
But I understand already.
You would like it if his life revolved around golf like yours does.
Golf is very, very important to me. And the thing is, if you really get super into it, and I know the kind of personality you have, you know, it grabs you. Because it is, you know, if you get into it, it's all of a sudden it's a tidal wave that you can't stop.
And he's amazingly good at it.
That's good. But we will not, you know, I mean, I understand that we will not be playing for a very long time.
We will never play.
I believe we will. I believe you will get to a point where you will do that.
No, we will not.
We will not ever?
We will not. You are simply.
And of course, my dream is for the Don and Mike golf tournament.
You have like a 15-year head start.
My dream is for the Don and Mike golf tournament where we have the wireless microphones and we are floating all over the golf course.
Perhaps.
What if we get really good?
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a first annual Don and Mike golf tournament.
It might be great.
Although my wife is with everything, has figured out. Because all she does is read, you know.
Right.
We got a question about our kid.
Stupid reading.
We got a question about our kid. She gives me a book.
Right.
We got a question about the law. She gives me a book.
Mm-hmm.
She says to me that she's figured out why it is that I am able to play golf. And I'll tell you that really I'm impressed. That I stand up on the tee and I hit the ball. And I just turn to her and I go, God damn it. Did you see that? And like doing the stuff when it's in the weeds, when you get out the wedge and you give it a little English on it and the ball goes. And this has happened. And I turn to her and I go, do you believe this? Do you see this? Because I never beat my wife at anything athletic.
Are you beating your wife at golf?
Yes, I'm horrible. I think too much.
So she says to me, you know, nothing comes easy. She can't just say, hey, you know what? You finally have found something you're really good at.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. It's something we can do together.
I have said that.
No, it comes down to the fact that I have ADD. And she has written a book.
Right.
Something that explains why I am able to play golf. Honey,
but
please.
Because his eye-hand coordination is not that great for it. Like swinging a bat at a moving baseball or a moving tennis ball. But with golf, he just goes and whacks it and it goes.
And that's the best way to do it. Yeah. Especially for somebody who just starts playing. Just get out there and smack it.
But what is
it?
And then she hits the whole thing with it. But because you have ADD, you have depth perception. And
well, some people with ADD do have depth perception problems.
You mean people with attention deficit disorder have depth perception? Or
that's
they can,
what I was reading. I was amazed.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I told you, she reads too much.
Yeah.
Books are bad.
Hey, but you're taking it. I have only one question I'll ask you. Do you like to practice? Do you like to go up to the range and hit balls?
Yes.
You're going to be a good golfer.
Yes.
There you go. That's my own little theory there. To me, it's just, I mean, if you like to do that, the game will come easier to you.
The only person besides you that I don't want to play with,
mm-hmm.
it's my son.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did have a miserable day playing with him because you get competitive. I mean, if you and then you play bad, too. You not only are not pleasant to be around, but you don't play as well when you're
playing. You know, the thing is, like, the ball is, I hit off the tee, and I'm on the fairway,
mm-hmm.
and he pulls up in the cart, and my kid's got this thing.
It's like the Osbournes.
First off, you know, his hair is just incredibly long and incredibly oily and dirty. And he wears this visor.
Spalding!
He wears this visor.
Darling, I mean, just for his own vanity, that wasn't natural. That wasn't his oil. That was this mousse crap he had in his hair.
All right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's sitting there, and he's got a toothpick sitting out of the corner of his mouth.
He knows everything.
And he's just sitting there, and he's just looking at me when I'm getting ready to hit the ball. And he's just looking at me, and I turn around and look at him, and I go, what? And he goes, take his toothpick out. I'm just waiting for you to hit.
Weird job. Just quietly busting your balls.
He just, it's quite a burden for him because he knows literally everything.
Yeah, and he'll
advised me on what I was passive aggressive and how it was affecting my marriage and hurting my marriage. He advises my husband on why isn't handling his work situation the way he thinks it should be handled.
Yeah, we got one here. And
Frida,
Frida says to him, she's getting in an argument with him last week, and she says to him something like, "Well, you know, you're tough. I'm the parent. You're the child." He says, "No, you're passive aggressive, and not only are you passive aggressive with me, but
it's damaging my marriage.
It's damaging your marriage." And Frida says, "How can that be?" And Bart says, "Well, do you remember the time when you asked Dad to go to the movies, and what was my response?"
And you didn't feel like it, but you would have gone to any other movie, and I said, "Well, never mind, this one I want to see, I'll go by myself." And then I was disappointed because you didn't go, but I wouldn't let you come at the last minute, so I was being passive-aggressive. What was it? I mean, I'm hearing this from a 17-year-old. At that point, I was more than happy to be aggressive-aggressive.
It is tough when they start lapping you intellectually, isn't it?
I'm ready to be aggressive-aggressive, like, you know, with
Tony Soprano.
See my fingers, see my thumbs, see my fist, you better run. Especially when I'm discussing with him, we're getting all of this legal stuff, and he's telling me that I got no balls. He says to me, now you tell me this is not an insolent child.
Right.
My son, my 17-year-old son, who incidentally has no money and no job and is driving a car that's being paid for with my credit card.
Yeah, kind of his job right now.
Okay. His job right now is just laying on his ass and doing nothing. He's got the balls to say to me, "Well, Dad, it's real simple. All you do is sell the house, sell all the cars, sell the place,
to liquidate,
get liquid,
And then you can afford the attorneys.
And I turn to him and I say, you're 17.
That's too funny.
I tell you what. How about you go to school and get a 100 on your report card? Then you can come and talk to me about how I got no balls.
Oh, my God.
And how I'm handling the situation.
Ah, he's getting his wings.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God.
There was a little bit of tension in our house.
I just pictured the three of you out on the golf course.
It was awful. And it got to the point, at one point, my son is naturally gifted.
Right.
He can stay.
Now, has he started playing with you guys all starting to play?
This was the first time we all played together.
All right, good. Very good.
So one time he gets up and he whacks it, and I mean, it's 200 yards.
Right.
Straight down the middle.
Wow.
I say, hey, good shot, buddy. He turns around and he says, Dad, stop laughing at me.
And
I said,
shot.
I said, what? And he said, Mom, Dad's laughing at me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, please help us. And, you know, unfortunately, we play, because we're new, we can't play at the busy time, so we were playing late. It was beautiful Saturday evening. We're out there. But, unfortunately, that little mobile drink cart had stopped running around, because I was looking everywhere for the liquor cart to go by.
Now your wife sounds like a real golfer.
Well, I've decided now. My wife and I had a big discussion yesterday. That, unfortunately, from now on in my house, it's my way or the highway. And what that means is no more sleeping till noon. Mm-hmm. What that means is no more we pay for everything and you do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is you get up, you do stuff, you do the stuff you're supposed to do. You don't do the stuff you're supposed to do.
Right.
Then I start taking stuff away.
You mean
If you don't do the stuff you're supposed to do, then I, for instance, take the Xbox away.
Mm-hmm.
Then I, for instance, take the record player away.
Yeah, right. Then he gets liquid.
then I get liquid.
No.
Frieda's trying to get liquid out on the golf course.
Mark gets liquid.
I'd like to.
No, all I know is that it's going to be one hell of a long summer. Yeah. One hell of a goddamn long summer.
You're at work now. At least you got that.
Yeah, at least I'm at work, and I got, 4 hours, and I get to go back home.
Yay.
Although, now that the work situation is straight, things are cool with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, my, as I call him now, the U.S., the ungrateful son. And what, really? He's no different than any other kid.
Of course he's not. Perfectly normal, it sounds like. Maybe a little more on the ball.
Right? He's no different than any other 17-year-old kid, except he's coming, and I mentioned this to him, he's coming dangerously close
right
to where we are both adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants to be treated like an adult.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
And,
you can't treat him. He's a kid. He's your baby.
You know what?
Yeah.
I told him this. He called in a private conversation
right.
with me.
Right.
He referred to his mother using a certain word.
Oh.
And he put a certain word in front of that certain word.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And I said to him,
mm-hmm.
if you ever
mm-hmm.
refer to your mother that way again.
Right.
Right here.
Well, that's a normal dad response.
That I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm right. gonna knock you out.
Right. That's a normal. That's not a good word.
And what I mean, and it was not. It was two words.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. I think I know what you. There are not many combos. Yeah.
Right. It was the two words. And
yeah.
I said, you do not refer
mm-hmm.
to your mother.
Right.
Like that.
Sure.
So take that, everybody. If you thought I was out on some holiday.
Well, it sounds like you tried to get out and enjoy the fresh air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did. Well, I'm glad you had a great birthday.
Yeah.
I did.
And I love you, sweetie, and I really wish we could have gone to Memphis.
Oh, God. And Rob had a good time. Rob and Carrie had a good time.
Rob is going to tell us in a second. I want to hear about Mike at the speakeasy, but I'll just tell you that
mm-hmm.
I received a call from Carrie.
Yes.
And Rob doesn't even know this.
Oh, no.
That on Saturday morning, Rob was so excited, he woke up at 5:30.
Of course.
And his quote to Carrie was, this is like Christmas.
Ah!
Oh, God.
Isn't that true?
It's very true.
Isn't that true?
Special thanks to Carrie for sharing that.
but no, it was.
You know, we had made, I think I've been to Memphis with you guys three times, but this was always about making fun of the king. I'd never been into the mansion, and it was everything I hoped it would be.
Yeah, it was just great. More evidence I will never be able to figure your ass out.
And the other thing I want to mention is just what a CF it is anytime anyone wants to go to Costco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went, and one day, this was one of the diversions that we had one day that we weren't allowed to come to work.
Yeah.
My wife says, let's go to Costco.
Uh-huh.
I went, okay.
Costco.
All right, let's go to Costco. Well, as it turns out, our whatever it is, the
card membership.
Yeah, it expired. Mm-hmm. So we had to go through the crab and
get your picture taken again?
Yeah, except here's the thing.
See, yeah, Rob and I know that now. See, Rob and I share that experience as just total joy.
Now, Mike, I wanted, and Frida, you'll back me up on this.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to share the experience.
Right.
I wanted a goofy picture on my Costco card.
Did the lady not want you to get to make a goofy look?
No.
She laughed at him.
My picture is plenty goofy.
Yeah.
However, it's not a picture that they give you. It's... What it is it's like a computer.
Yeah, it's a computer thing. It's like you get a Xerox copy of it.
Blotchy.
And it's the worst quality, right.
It's impossible to tell that I'm being a dumbass in the picture.
Yeah, very blotchy, black and white.
Costco cards, everyone.
We got to go get it.
And I don't have mine with me. And I was so disappointed that what I wanted desperately was to come in and show you guys my ridiculous Costco card.
You saluted it.
Yeah, I saluted. I smiled.
Oh, man, somebody stole my Costco card.
It sucked. I think I know who might have stole it.
Who's that?
I don't want to say.
No, she didn't.
All right, I love you. I love you, sweetie.
All right, I love you, too.
All right, I'll
see you. I'm glad you're there.
Me all right. too.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Goodbye.
I got to get that back.
Goodbye. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, I went with my kid to prom.
Oh.
Hey. I'll get to that another day. Another day. Okay, when we come back, let me see. I know we got Rob in Memphis, but I think we'll go to Mike next.
Well, I have a lot to talk about. It's a new day for me. It's a new life for me, and, new experiences.
Come on, man.
Oh, no.
Come on.
I kept it together, man.
Come on.
I kept it together until today. I'm just so happy to be back.
I know you are.
I'm just so goddamn happy to be back.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yes? Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there.
Really?
Better come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule is totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
He ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFN 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
We are.
Love, snatch. They've each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Makes me think of Al Pacino. Don't waste your money by going to see Insomnia.
Insomnia suck?
Don't waste your money.
But you know, like Pacino makes a lot of movies, and you know, it's hit and miss sometimes.
Well, he's doing the same thing he always does, except it's...
Where he's always just really agitated.
Yeah, except it's...
I know what you're thinking, Don.
Except it's after 5 days of no sleep.
Right.
So it's a more low-key Pacino.
I'm very tired.
And you're a man.
I'm very tired, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
And you're a man. Your man, Robin Williams.
Hello.
Who plays the crazy killer.
Yeah, he's a maniac.
I want to say that.
He's a maniac!
That movie will cure insomnia.
Can I tell you something, Don, seriously about Robin Williams?
Yes, Al Pacino.
He's got a great ass. A great ass. Robin Williams, hairy ass. Right in my hands.
Oh. Todd and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, this is Joe. How you doing?
Hi, Joe.
Listen, that Broadway Monday, did you do that just to piss off the bosses, or what was that about?
Well, there.
Yeah, I think you figured it out, actually.
Yeah, my friend. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, are Don and Mike taking calls?
Not from stupid people.
Well, I'm not stupid, so.
Well, the very fact that we've answered the phone and you've asked if we're taking calls might indicate
the contrary. Well, I called half an hour earlier and they said that they weren't taking calls.
But you understand, we picked up the phone right now and we're speaking to you, and then the first thing you said was, are you taking calls?
Oh, is this Don and Mike that I'm speaking with?
I apologize.
One of your girls that works aboard answered earlier and said you guys weren't accepting calls for a while.
Now, listen, you gotta, let's get this off on the right foot. We're coming back from this, whatever it was. You're stupid. Let me hear you say it.
I'm stupid.
Very good. Now we can start fresh.
We can move on.
The reason I was calling is I heard you guys mention having a Don and Mike golf tournament. You really need to do that, guys.
No. Hang up on this guy. He's not going to be representative of the golfers. No, God damn it. There are a lot of very bright golfers out there. Not the first call from the dumbass.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Damn it.
Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've been off a whole, week just sitting by the phone, and then that one guy, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Hello. That guy calls.
Don and Mike show.
I'll assume by the fact that you answered the phone that Don and Mike are taking calls right now.
Thank you. You got that right.
You really have to do a golf tournament.
What can we do for you?
First of all, welcome back. I was hoping maybe you still had a muzzle to spare. But what I was going to ask you was, now that things might be a little bit more relaxed, do you think you might be able to go 4.5 hours again?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the comment.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
As a matter of fact, Mike, we're going to hold off on the speakeasy,
okay,
for one break so that we can get back on schedule with our commercial.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to do that now that we're back. We're trying to make everything right.
Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
About time you guys are back on the air. Kind of sucked after a while.
Thank you.
Listen, did your headphones just
suddenly
go down
the volume
level?
Dropped? Seriously, a lot. Just,
not me.
Really? No, well, I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
Lisa, did you
dramatic?
Ah, there you go. Ah. Thank you. It's fixed.
Take care.
Was that through the little PA thing that you guys had with Lisa in the back?
Yeah, I don't know if someone...
I can't hear Lisa in the back.
I couldn't hear her either. It was just all of a sudden, but that buzz, that's normally the sign that they're trying to say something to us through the headphones.
That's what I thought was
accidentally
happening.
Accidentally hit the button, probably.
Is that you, Joe?
Yeah, we were checking something. The button got stuck down.
Yeah, occasionally what you have is you have... The board is going to go. That's why. If you get it straight, all these times going.
The button got stuck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike.
Yes?
All of us golfers are not dopey.
I know. And then that's why that guy made. You know how passionate I am about the possibility of somewhere down the road doing something like that. And I just really want the first golfer to be a cool guy that calls it, not a guy that spends the first eight minutes of his call going, are you taking golf?
I'm looking at a cool guy.
Right, yes.
Who plays golf.
Yes.
Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, it's very kind of you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Very nice. It'll be fun.
Hello.
There's a few of us out there.
Hey, guess what? And if we do that, guess what? Listen to me.
What?
Guess what? Now that I'm excited about it. If we do that, you and I wouldn't even have to see each other. Because we'd be entertaining our own group.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Hey, Buzz, how you doing?
I think he said boys, actually.
Oh, boys.
Boys.
Yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Boy.
Hey, listen, I'm from Washington, D.C., and long-time listener, one of the people that never calls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just want to know one thing.
Well, might not be able to tell you.
Well, when you do get into a blinking contest with management, you won't put us in the middle again, will you?
Hey, you got a legitimate beef there. You got a legitimate
and
beef.
The fact that we're here tells you that we didn't put you in the middle.
Yeah, and I understand exactly where you're coming from, and you obviously understand our situation if you can make a comment like that. And I can understand your point, and we're just glad to be back doing what we
do. Our point is that we're not putting you in the middle because we're here.
Yeah, and that's great. I love you guys, man. I've been listening for forever, and I can understand the When you did that first thing on the show tune, when you did the show tune thing, I can definitely understand that you were making a point. But then after that,
we were taken off the air.
You're working stuff out, and we really have given all the information we're really allowed to give on that thing. And, you know, we're just glad that, we're back. And what Don said is that would have ultimately been putting people that listen to the show in the middle if things had continued like this. So we're glad to be back on.
When given a choice, Don and Mike chose to come back on the air.
And I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And completely understand what he had to say. I think it's important that we say that, too.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on with you guys. Why are we listening to the best of here in New York?
You would have to call WNEW.
Yeah?
Yeah, they, you know, hopefully we'll have the answers for you, and we don't have them here.
WNEW, just dial. Okay, thank you.
Just dial.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Great to be back, isn't it?
Yes, I'll tell you this, it sure as hell is.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to tell you, it's Frida's favorite time of year.
What?
The jizz trees are in bloom.
You know, I was driving down.
Yeah.
We had a band gig on Saturday, and I was going down with a couple of guys in my band, and the windows were rolled down, and the incredible wafting over odor of the jizz tree was...
Isn't it great?
Just, no, it's not great. I find it the most... I really think in nature that it is one of the most disgusting smells.
Yet,
absolutely.
Yet we ask our women to drink it. Gladly we ask them to drink it.
Yes, this is true.
By the gallon.
I don't, you know, once it's once soup is made, I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
I got a couple questions for you. One, where's Leah at?
We've already addressed that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that. And Friday, when you had the freak show, I missed the last, like, half hour of your show. Who won that contest?
Right. Again, the bottom line is please listen to the show every day.
Yeah, we cannot stop the whole show just to replay it for you because you are not a dedicated listener.
I am. I just missed the last half hour. That's
well, that, and then you get, next time you'll catch the whole show.
And work on your grammar.
Yeah, that's right. It's called tough love, sir.
See you.
Try to get it together. And how about that time when you did that down the ocean where you went to that show? Where that show you did there down the ocean there?
Hey, where's Leah at?
Don and Mike show, hello.
Where's Leah at?
Hey, where's Leah at? I'll tell you, hold on a second there on the phone. I'll tell you one good thing is that all the equipment is still in our house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would turn it on, Rob.
Would it just be on?
I don't know.
We'll find out. You know, nothing like coming back and getting in trouble the first day.
I imagine she's got it turned off. All right, hold on, Buzz. We're got to turn your microphone off for a second.
That's it.
We got anything in there?
Yeah, I hear something.
Oh, Leah. Oh, Leah. Leah. Oh. Conchita. I'm so glad you're not with Don and Mike anymore. I'm so tired. Get up. Get off me.
Well, there we go. Well, that was Theater of the Mind, ladies and gentlemen.
We shouldn't have it turned on right now.
I guess not.
All right.
It's not turned on. But at some point, we will be able to figure out what the hell's going on. Hello there. Are you there? Hello.
Yes, I am.
Hi. Thanks for waiting.
No problem. You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you.
For now.
No problem. I wanted to let you know, I want to set that tournament up for you guys. I work in the golf industry, and I want to make that.
All right, now let me give you, hold on, sir. This is me talking, okay?
Okay.
You got to play this the right way. I don't want to push it. I don't want to start it yet. Just this is something that I want to do, and you're going to ruin it if you jump the gun. You take your cue when I say so. I don't want to hear anything more about the golf tournament. do you understand me?
I gotcha.
Okay, great. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good.
Jeez. Bye-bye.
I worked with this man for 17 years. I know how to get what I want.
Don and Mike show. Mike, let me say to you, vice versa.
Good morning, boys. It's so nice to hear you here in Las Vegas.
Yes, Las Wages. Hello.
Very happy to have you back. And just to remind you that we don't start here till 9, unfortunately. And I'd love a quick synopsis of what we missed at 8.
Fair enough.
And
as a matter of fact, now that I think about it, also Seattle.
Yes, Seattle. Right.
KQBZ, they didn't pick the show up until about 9 a.m.
Very good.
Pacific time. Very quickly, when we came on the air today, here's what we had to say. June 10 show dialogue. Don and Mike can explain the recent events as follows.
Here we go. Now listen carefully because this is just about all we can say on the matter, okay?
Number one, we did not walk off the show.
Never did.
Number two, management wanted us to stop talking about certain things, so they took us off.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, some subjects are now taboo and we cannot talk about them.
Yes, and as the person who called earlier said those two are kind of related, yes, they are related.
Mm-hmm. Number four, and the most important one, management could have kept us off the air for a long, and I want to emphasize that, a long time, and we did not want to do that to our listeners, so we chose to come back under these conditions rather than to be kept off the air, as we could have been kept off the air by management for a long time.
So, we're back doing the show we do, and ever forward, that is the way we're going to look at it, and that really is the only way we can look
now,
at it.
Now, okay? You
know. Okay?
Thank you so very much.
There's the recap. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How are you today?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
I just want to tell you a couple, two quick things. One, you can always put me in the middle if you need to. And thank you so much for coming back.
Oh, man, she was saying something so sweet, and then the cell phone broke up.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Say it again, please. Hello?
I said, one, I just want to tell you, you can always put me in the middle if you ever need to.
Yeah,
and two, thank you so much for coming back.
No, thank you for listening.
Very nice.
There you go.
You guys were great.
No, you're great. Thank you for listening.
Sort of heard that thing about her in the middle. I wanted to hear it again.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great.
There you go. No, sorry, pal.
You know what? That's deleted.
No, stop it.
It's deleted.
Stop it.
Okay.
There we go.
We're going to break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, darling, how much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
Oh, that way you'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and said we'd write a show for Alan Brady while he's on vacation. Look at them all been resting.
You know, you should have let the network run that old movie like they wanted to.
I got it. An original idea. What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, shit. Thing that's never been done on television?
Radio.
You want to do radio on television?
Yeah. I say we get a great old radio performer, we can build the whole show around him.
Oh, Rod, most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Sally, I couldn't agree with you more. He's always talking about some radio star that I never heard of.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me that everybody wouldn't love to see
the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Right. We've been got one, two calls.
Yeah.
Hello, Willie in Seattle. Hi, Willie.
Hey.
Hey.
Great you guys are back.
Thanks.
But for those poor souls in Seattle like myself, you explained everything except for where's Leah?
Leah Remini is, she's sleeping.
Yeah, that had something to do with it, too, I think.
She didn't want to get on a plane, as it turns out, and come to us.
Oh.
And we didn't want to really, you know, go to L.A. all the time. And, you know, it was... But you know what? We're still very good friends with Leah, and she will be on the show.
She'll
and it was a great experience. I think we enjoyed Leah's company very much.
And we have the open-ended microphone at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at least a couple of times a week,
mm-hmm.
she'll be available.
Very good.
Okay. Oh, great. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And one more. It's Susan in Philly. Susan.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome back, guys.
Thank you, baby.
I missed you both. I missed all you guys so much.
Missed you
thank
more.
You.
And I knew it had nothing to do with you guys. I knew it was horrible, man.
You know what?
Mm-mm.
I agree with that.
For now, for today, Don. For today, I think we
got to
hit
that.
For
today, we can't let you say, you know, Susan, call tomorrow and you can say that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate your support.
Thank you, honey. Bye-bye. Okay, now... God damn, it's a tight wire to the minefield.
You're so used to that happening, you didn't even let it, you know.
Yeah.
It's pretty specific.
Yeah.
Great.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, over the weekend, my friend Mike. Well, we're moving on now.
Not really.
Had the opportunity to move into the speakeasy.
Yeah, the speakeasy's up and running now. I went to school moving into the speakeasy. I was kind of low key because I'm moving so close to where my wife and my kids are living most of the time now.
Right.
That I kind of low keyed this move. You know, really low keyed it. I used the same guy that my wife used to move some of her stuff into storage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And just didn't really pay attention to the details. And I have wonderful advice for anybody that's moving, especially if you're doing a close-by move.
Yeah.
See, I have a different circumstance because I'm selling my house and my wife is still living in it, and we're on very good terms even with the separation, so we can pretty much come and go as we please. I mean, last night, my kids stayed with me, and they're going to stay with me for a couple of nights, and so my wife came over and was, like, setting up their beds and stuff, their bunk beds, and everything was cool. So the fact that I'm going back and forth, I said, well, I don't need to really worry about stuff. I'll just have the movers move the big stuff. And so Saturday was my moving day. Actually, Friday, because of our circumstances, I said, you know, if you can let me in a day early, Friday night will be my first night in the place.
So I'll have in the speakeasy.
In the speakeasy. And this is, and you know, I'm not talking about last Friday. We've been off a long time. I'm talking about a week ago Friday. So I had the movers come out, and I said, you know, the guy came over, this guy Buddy, who is this great moving guy. He's got a small moving company.
Hey, Buddy.
And Buddy says, you know, just put stickers, these little orange stickers on everything that you want to move.
There you go.
So I waited till maybe like 5 minutes before Buddy was going to get there to race through and put the stickers on everything. And I didn't realize you got to, like, empty the drawers and stuff. And I just really blew it. I mean, I blew it because I'll tell you why this has been difficult. It is difficult because you know that I'm not really digging this situation. I'm not really motivated because it's me that's moving out. And, you know,
you're not really happy.
And I'm not happy about it. And I'm not thrilled. And it's sad and all those things. So what I tend to do is what I guess most normal people do. You kind of avoid those difficult situations to the last minute. And so so what I did was I put these stickers on all the big, heavy stuff that I couldn't move myself. And I figured...
Dresser.
Yeah, dresser, furniture.
Couch.
Beds. Mattresses, things like that. All the stuff that is really heavy stuff. And I assume that I'll just go back and forth. And I said, but I'd have everything I needed. So Friday comes, and it's about midnight. And everything is there. Everything gets moved in. And the next morning I wake up, and I actually have put together a partial list of when you move, mm-hmm. things that might be important to have.
All right.
That I didn't have. I had none. I mean, Zippo. The guy that my landlord, who's become a very good friend of mine, John, is, was really cool about, like, leaving some furniture there. He's left some beautiful furniture for me that I get to use as part of the deal. And, like, it's like, well, it saves me from moving stuff, right? So, and I didn't have anything. Laura and I were very cool as far as, you want this? No? You want that? And, I mean, there was nothing really heavy duty about it outside of the major.
Is there anything I'm not going to have?
What's that?
Is there any stuff I can have?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, if you'd like, you know, I'll put an inventory together and see it, but there's nothing that probably would interest you.
If you're having a going out of business sale.
But see, she's moving after we sell our house. So what she is doing is moving stuff into storage until she gets her place.
Oh, all right.
And so then after that, we will have,
Rob,
what did he write?
Rob would like to buy your slot machine.
Slot machine. I think we sold it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Take a loss?
Because, you know, Daryl never really fixed it.
Yeah.
So it never... And you remember when I had the whole idea of putting the casino in my house in the bottom? The casino idea, which Don accurately predicted... Don accurately predicted that the casino would not happen. But you remember what you said? You said it would last like a month. It was like the only thing, you were like a week too long. Because it lasted about 3 weeks.
Forgot about
the slot machine.
Home casino.
If that slot machine had worked properly, then it would have maybe lasted maybe 2 months. But the fact that that slot machine was constantly broken. But I get up on Saturday, and I'd run out to the convenience store and gotten like a six-pack of Diet Coke and some macadamia nuts.
There you go.
And That's all I had. What I didn't have in the house was, I didn't have any waste baskets, you know, stuff to put your trash in, and I didn't have any trash bags. So what I was using in my bedroom and in the kitchen was empty boxes for my trash, which really is not, it's not the kind of look you really want to have as a permanent look. You don't want to have an empty box there for, but the good news is that my new place is really close to the dump. I S you not. You know I'm telling you the truth.
I know you are. I know.
My new place is literally less than a minute drive from the dump.
Oh, that's good for
less than 1 minute to get to it. Maybe a little longer. No, about 2 minutes. 2 minutes from the dump.
Wow,
and
money.
Oh, God, but I'd never been to the dump. I'd always had a trash service. I'd always had somebody come out and pick up the trash. This is like, you know, once your kitchen is filled up with trash bags, which I didn't have, you can actually take it. But what I was doing was I was throwing all my garbage in. And mostly paper products, you know, mostly other empty boxes for stuff that I was buying
right.
to move in into. I had one big cardboard box in the kitchen where I was throwing like paper towels and stuff, and then one big cardboard box up in the bathroom in my bedroom. Okay,
yeah.
So because I've got a nice place, it's a really pretty place with a great view. I love it. I mean, I really love it. But I totally miscalculated this move. I was not prepared for it, and so I didn't have waste baskets. I had no toilet paper.
Oh.
Now for me, toilet paper is like, that's it. You had to go. That's a trip to the convenience store.
Did you have like paper towels? Or?
I had no paper towels. I did not have. Somehow in the move, I forgot to bring pillows. So I had a mattress with a sheet on it and bedding, because the mattress, they brought the bedding. They said, do you want us to take the sheets off your bed that you're taking? I said, no. Just move, if you can, if at all possible, move the entire bed with the bedding on it, and then just put it on the bed, and it'll say, because I am, you know, I am not a domestically inclined individual. That's probably one of the reasons I'm separating anyway. My wife couldn't stand it. A lot of things are becoming clear to me as to why this separation may have occurred.
When they moved your mattress.
Yes.
You mean?
I think they did, or they no, because they didn't put the bedding back on it. They had actually they did. They ripped the bedding off because it was like getting hung up on stuff. So they actually put it in a box, and that was what a pain in the ass that was. You know what? You get me in for any domestic task. This whole bedding issue, you know, which they make you do in the army and things like that. I am really, really bad at it. So I had a box of sheets, and you have the mattress pad, and then you have to put the the fitted sheet. Right. Yeah, thank you, right. Thank you. Martha.
Yeah,
you put the fitted sheet on it, and then you put the
sheet on
the regular flat sheet, as it's called. Yeah, because I bought some flat sheets at Kmart. I'm embarrassed to say that Martha Stewart, the closest store, everything store to me, is the bankrupt Kmart.
So great, you're now close to the dump.
I'm close to the dump, and I am close to Kmart.
That's
yes.
great.
Yeah. So I didn't have pillows, plates, glasses. I didn't have a pen. Because I had to write a check to the movers and I didn't have a pen, but Buddy had a pen, of course. So I was able to write Buddy's check. I had the checkbook out, which is, you know, to me that's job one. Have the checkbook with you because you can write. I didn't have an alarm clock. I didn't have any towels.
Oh.
I didn't have any towels, and I looked in the linen thing, and there was like a towel from the landlord. Now I'm sorry, but it was a clean towel.
Wait, when you were going through your house,
yeah.
How come you didn't at one point?
I didn't have any pants either. I didn't have any pants. When I first moved, when I woke up on Saturday morning, I had all these golf shirts hanging in my closet that I'd brought over myself, and I didn't have a pair of pants.
How come when you left
I had I wore swim trunks all day Saturday, like gym shorts and swim trunks are what I wore.
When you left the house that your wife,
you know it, not making it up.
You left the house that your wife is living in now.
Yes, yes.
As you were
10 minutes down the road, it's about a 10-minute drive.
As you were going
8 miles exactly.
But you're going through though.
Yes.
Why didn't you stop by the kitchen to say, me need food?
Because I didn't process that. I was thinking about getting all the big stuff, and I was over eager, you know, to spend my first night in my new place, and I was just not thinking about, like, the stuff you need.
What about your bonds?
I was getting, because...
You left without your pants.
I didn't have any pants. I didn't have any dress pants at all. No pants and no shorts.
You are a damn dummy.
I had underwear. I had a drawer full of underwear, but I didn't have any pants. I could have gone to the golf course with the finest golf shirts that I own, with my, you know, twig and berries hanging out, and it would have been fine. But I didn't have that, and I didn't have a knife or a fork. So, but I did have, I'll tell you what I did. At the grocery store, I bought Pop-Tarts, macadamia nuts, Apple Jacks, some chips and Chef Boyardee ravioli. And I got home, and the house comes with a microwave. So I looked for a bowl, and I wasn't gonna heat the ravioli up in the can because it makes sparks.
Right.
So, and I've eaten cold ravioli. I love it, actually. I like you just right out of the can, and I ate it with my hands. Because at that point I'd gone to the
I did.
At that point I had gone to the convenience store and gotten toilet paper and paper towels, but I didn't. And no, I'm lying. I didn't. I ate one thing with I pulled the ravioli up and the top strand of it like peeled back, and I knew that it was going to be impossible. And then John, the landlord, in like the very top shelf in the kitchen, had plastic knives and forks.
Why didn't you just at one point?
You know, I've since, you know, in the week since, I'm still catching up. I'm still trying to, and I still got half my stuff at the house.
Why didn't you go to your wife's house and say, listen, I need some forks, spoons, plates, cups, I need my pants?
Well, because I believe that it was my perception that when I finally was out and when I was going to, you know, when everything had been done, it was my perception that she was really, grateful. You know, that I was gone. And so it was something that I didn't want to burden her with that. And as far as like dishware and stuff, you know, she's got that house. That's for, you know, that's for her. And I'm going to get my own dishes and move my own stuff in. And I didn't want to borrow. And when I came over,
just say something.
She gave me some towels. She gave me a lot of towels. You know, I did real well with towels. Yes.
You got a birthday coming up.
Yeah. And, you know what? Everybody, if you have any
birthday coming up,
June 22nd, if you have any, now, don't, I want everybody just to, yes, absolutely.
Go.
Back off, because, I mean, it's going to be simple stuff. This will be the cheapest birthday, I swear to God, because what I need is basic, like, inexpensive
stuff. Even better, today, go to Fair Oaks, to like Williams-Sonoma, and register.
Okay, I'll register.
Yeah, it'll be like a bridal registry.
But I'm really good with kitchen stuff because I did that. I'm more. Let me noodle it through.
Bed Bath and Beyond has registration.
See right now. You know what? Here's the deal. You're putting pressure on me right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to remember anything I want. I mean, it's just I'm doing all right.
You got 2 weeks.
We'll help you. But I could use a lot of like bedding stuff.
Yeah. Hex also does great registration where you just use a little gun to zap what you need.
I was really happy though, and I really would like to say to the people,
you'll never do that, Rob.
No, I won't. No.
It's fun though. You love it.
What size bed? Well, I have a king.
Okay.
I have a big bed.
Got it.
Yes, sir. Big, empty bed. I do. It's the lonely guy. If you saw my bedroom right now, it is pathetic. It is. Now, the rest of my house is coming together. As a matter of fact, it's looking pretty good. But I'll tell you, in the kitchen,
this is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
It is really a pathetic bedroom. It is a completely pathetic
bedroom. The lonely guys have been with us since the beginning of time.
It is not the nicest bedroom I've ever seen. I mean, it's a beautiful, like, laid-out bedroom, but the biggest bedroom in the house is I reserve for the kids, so they could, like, have, like, a play area in there and do
very
that.
Nice.
And they dig that. They rattled around in it and stuff. They were a little scared last night because it was their first night in the house.
Sure.
And so they ended up crawling into bed with me, and so I have these, these million-dollar bunk beds that I bought that are down in the lower level, and, you know, we're all sitting there, you know, and it looks like a game of Twister when you wake up in the morning, you know, with feet and it's just, it was not. And whenever...
Daddy, where's the forks?
Hey, I've taken care of that. Hey, you know what I did today? Seriously. I'm talking about almost 2 weeks ago, right? Or a week ago.
A week ago Friday.
A week ago Friday. I've rectified everything. As a matter of fact, today I had a griddle. I made pancakes for the kids. I actually had orange juice and everything. All the glassware had been purchased. All the knives and forks. I'd actually run a load of dishes the night before. I mean, I'm perfectly good. Where I break down. And I'm not proud to admit this, but I am. I completely and utterly suck at anything to do with like preparing bedding. I hate it. I'm bad at it. Like, I'll put that fitted sheet over in the corner, yep. Then I'll go to put the other corner, and the thing pops up into the air, and I get pissed off, and I'm trying to get this thing right. And then by the time when I get it all set, and you fluff it up in the air to get it all nice and level, and it just looks like somebody rolled around in it. It's horrible.
Why don't you hire yourself a consuelo?
Because, Dad, you know, I'm brand new to this yet. I'm not there yet. I'm probably going to bring a consuelo in there, you know, eventually. But that also is... you know, I got the hinkies about somebody coming in and like, you know, what's it going to be like?
So don't go with
what's it going to be like when she finishes up, you know, doing the house and cleaning
stuff?
You
know?
Get yourself a nice Chinese. They're reliable.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah,
raviolis in the second cabinet. Yes, get one of those new bowls out. But the first morning when I was in that house, it was Saturday morning, when you're staying, whenever you go on the road, when we go on the road, we stay someplace that's strange. Sometimes we all talk about how the fact you don't sleep well, it's the same thing, only like 10 times worse if you're in a brand new house. And this is a, you know, this is not less isolated. This is more isolated than I was before. It's very rural where I am. And I awaken like four or five times in the middle of the night, just sitting bolt upright because I would hear things. And then in the morning, I get this. And I really thought someone was knocking at the door. So I get up, jump out of bed in my underwear, and I run down, and I got this little, you know, this a little A-frame thing, and I look down, and I look to see if anybody's at the door. I go back in, it's like 5 o'clock, and I crawl back into bed, and then like seconds later, I hear the... And I run out again. I don't know what the hell is going on. And then the last time I get up, and I got a bird that sits like right on the edge. Every single morning, this bird has been there. It's like a little starling bird, and it's sitting there right at the edge, and it's pecking. I don't know what the hell it's pecking at, but it's pecking at something in between the window and the little groove that the one
pecker had.
And it's sitting there, and it wakes me up. But now I've grown accustomed to. I actually put bread out on the front porch for the bird because
nice.
The bird is, and my kids saw the bird this morning, and it's nice. But the moral of the story is if you're going
to... This is the story of how I became a lonely guy.
I'm not all that lonely. I mean, that's why God invented bars.
Man and his bird.
I've been with us since the beginning of time.
Many people have been asked this, Virginia. I'll tell you that I'm becoming a bit of a regular.
Okay, we got a break.
I'd like to thank my good friends at Okra's, too, where the Crap Blues Band played, and Sully's on Friday night, since I wasn't able to give them the mentions last week. This is kind of a post-mortem, and want to thank the small crowd that came to Sully's because they usually listen to the radio, and the group of friends that came to Okra's. It was very nice. And, hey, Don, the band's keeping me together right now.
Okay.
You know, I don't have a family. Except for my kids, you know, that's good. I mean, but as far as the whole nuclear family, yes, our family last week, did our family pick it up last week or what?
We did, okay?
Absolutely.
Right.
But everything's fine. Everything's going great, and my kids are really digging the place. My wife and I are getting along as well as you can in these circumstances. Everything is fine. I just need to perhaps get my S together a little bit more than I have.
I think you need... Two things.
Okay.
And perhaps they can be combined into one.
All right. Very good.
You need a cleaning woman slash hua.
A concubine, as it will, an Asian concubine.
As well, Asian, Mexican, whatever. You need a woman who will clean during the day.
Right.
And service you in the evening. And then we'll leave without a trace.
Hey, but I do have one thing.
What's that?
I got satellite internet. Rapid.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Good.
Incredible.
Great.
I want to thank my buddies for sending me the pictures of the French women that were painted like cows.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. What else is on here, man? What else is on, huh?
Hey, Lukey. It's Robert Goulet.
That'll be enough of that
My boy.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Give us some time. We're just back.
Yeah, amen.
We're just back. We missed a couple of great Craig Wilsons.
Yes.
I don't know if we're going to have time to get to those today.
Excellent.
I know that it's Father's Day this weekend. Very confusing day for Charles Broyhill.
Yeah, he travels all over the country trying to live up to his obligations.
And we're going to be giving away, I think, money this year for Father's Day.
Wow.
Good. So I don't want to let the show get away without hearing about Rob in Memphis.
Right. Rob, really, that's probably his greatest vacation destination.
I was upset. As you heard, Frieda was not upset.
No.
The deal was, HBO offered us a chance to go to the Mike Tyson Lennox Lewis fight.
Right.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I'll hold off on that for the final break.
I'm just watching Rob bring his like bag of goodies around the corner.
Everyone gets a present.
Now, this was going to be, for me, the absolute best of three possible worlds. Make it four worlds.
Right.
Number one, it's free.
Yes.
Right. Number two, I get to go to the biggest heavyweight fight in the last 10 years.
Yeah, very exciting fight.
No kidding.
Number three, I'm going to reaffirm my vows with my wife.
Yes.
And number four, me and my best buddy are going to be able to spend. Rob.
Go to Graceland.
Going to go to Graceland. Just the two of us, and we're not going to do it like when we're doing the radio show.
You're going to do it and just really, really be evil because it won't be on the radio and you can say things that you couldn't broadcast.
It's going to be. Rob and I were looking at this like really, like Jesus looking and saying, look what God has created.
Exactly.
I mean, for us, this was going to be the best. This is going to be the pinnacle.
Yeah. The trip to Graceland, it was going to be wonderful. All those wonderful things.
And
both of your wives weren't necessarily as thrilled
as you
two.
But they were happy because they were going to have each other.
They were going to have each other, right. And your wife was happy because you were going to do the renewing of the vows at the Graceland Chapel.
At Graceland. Oh, and we got to tell you
how. In the woods, Mike.
We got to tell you how I got out of that one. So, I mean, how I got out of that financially. Because that was going to cost me some scratch. All this stuff with us and the lawyers kept playing out day after day after day after day, and about three quarters into the week, it became apparent that I was not going to be able to go.
Yeah, because we were actually doing stuff right up till the end of the day on Friday.
Yeah, until 6 o'clock on Friday night. So I called Rob and I said, you know, have a good time. The ticket is non-transferable. My ticket is non-transferable, so you can't give it to somebody else, but you and Carrie go.
We tried.
And have a great time. Mm-hmm. And now here is Rob to tell us about his weekend in Memphis.
Well, I called. The first thing that I had to do was to get done. The wedding, when all was said and done with flowers and everything, cost near $1,000.
Wow.
Did you renew your vows also?
No, we didn't do any of that.
Oh, okay.
I renewed my vows with a certain man named Elvis Presley.
So you had to get Don out of that? You were working on handling. Did you have to go to the chapel?
No. So I called.
The deal is to get all this done. Now, Carrie had actually done the legwork. Rob's wife had done the legwork. But then Rob called me and said, you know, it's not cheap. And I said, you know, for my wife, renewing our vows, price is of no consequence.
Exactly. It's like a grand?
Go ahead.
It was near $1,000.
Wow. Book it. Make it happen.
And that included the $95 bouquet, but not the photography TCB package.
What is included? Do you have everything there that's included?
Yeah. He was going to get a chapel rental for an hour and a half, an hour of rehearsal time should he need it, an official
for
an hour.
You're getting married.
And the flowers, and I believe a Unity candle, an Elvis Memorial CD, and a champagne toast.
And
that is
including
an unbelievable
including the Elvis glasses, the Elvis champagne glasses,
the champagne flutes, and you got to light the Elvis Unity candle, but you didn't get to keep it.
Well, the hard value. It's a champagne toast, right? It's not like you even got a bottle.
No.
So at one point, Rob's on the phone with me, going over these options,
right?
And he's asking me what I want and what I don't want, and he said, "Now you can have the cake." Or you can just have your picture taken with a fake cake.
With the fake cake in front of, like, a mural of the gates.
Did you opt for the fake cake picture?
Yeah, I said fake cake.
Good call on that.
Had the wedding happened, there would have been a fake cake. But as they found out in Graceland on Thursday before the wedding, there was a passing in Don's family.
Yes,
and,
of course.
That's what we told him.
Well,
so I would,
you know,
so I can get out of this.
That's the way you do that,
and
you know.
I got the refund, and I'd like to read the letter that came with it.
That works in a lot of circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
Hello again, Rob. I have enclosed a copy of the original charge receipt for the Spores renewal ceremony.
Didn't even have my name right.
No,
Spores.
Close.
No.
Which we had
hoped Spores family
would take place on June 8th, as well as the copy of the credit card receipt showing that the amount was credited back to Mr. Spores' account. I am so sorry they had to cancel under such sad circumstances. Life can certainly be a puzzle sometimes, can't it?
Oh, no.
From a moment of joy to a moment of despair in a blink of an eye. Please extend my deepest sympathy to the both of them. I enjoyed talking with you and Carrie. Hopefully we'll be able to do it again sometime. Or better yet, get a chance to say hello in person. Best wishes, Marianne of Graceland Enterprise.
Well, how nice is that? Yeah, what a lovely nice professional letter that is.
We're very nice to refund
the
money.
Here's all your paperwork.
Thank you,
in case they don't refund it. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't, because I found out this weekend the official motto of Graceland, which is, thank you for coming, please exit through the gift shop. And we did, we bought what was known as the Platinum Package, where you got to see the mansion,
right,
and the movie,
right,
and the planes, and the, I think it's called Sincerely Elvis, where you get to go and look at, like, his Social Security card.
Welcome to my world.
You get to go down in the basement where they have all his jumpsuits
And his guns.
Yeah, they saw all the guns and stuff.
Wow.
And it's such a, I mean, I love Elvis and I love everything about it, but I got so close to being Elvised out this weekend.
After well, that's through, where you're going, where you get Elvised out.
You get through the whole thing. It's like an hour-long tour. They play Welcome to My World as you're on listening to, like, a Walkman.
You know, the amazing thing, when we used to do those shows down in Memphis, I was Elvised out on the way, the plane ride down on the very first trip.
Yeah.
So imagine my joy when we go down there year after year.
You never bounced back.
Right, never bounced back. No. So I loved Elvis Cured My Hemorrhoids. That was, you know, I liked the show.
I could not find that. Mm-hmm. So we get there, and we made reservations to make sure that we would be able to get in and to eliminate waiting in line.
And what's the slogan in Graceland?
Please exit through the gift shop. We got there and we waited in line for about 40 minutes to pick up our reserve tickets, then into the air-conditioned Elvis-style bus,
right,
across the street to the mansion,
oh,
where you get out and you go through and you see all the stuff. And it cannot be underscored enough how small the mansion is.
Wow.
It's not much bigger than a standard, like, single-family house.
Right, exactly.
And so tastefully appointed.
Beautifully decorated.
Well, now, we've been through it, so we know what you're talking about.
Graceland.
It's nasty. And the big news this year, of course, this is EP25, because it's been 25 years.
So what they're doing at the mansion is they're picking up on the whole Disney.
They'll
be able to perpetuate this for years after year.
They have a new logo. They have a Star Trek-looking logo that says EP25.
I invite all of you to go to Graceland, or I think it's just Elvis.com, and look at this thing that looks like a 1970 logo that just says EP25. And it's everywhere you look, on the stemware.
There you go.
All the stuff. So you go in and you go through the mansion, and the only thing on the Walkman tour that even is close to...
Now, when you say a Walkman tour, you got to wear headphones as you go?
Yes, you're issued a digital...
It's like going to the Smithsonian.
Yeah, and there's people standing around in every room with their mouth open saying, turn your flash off. You better turn your flash off. You best turn your flash off. Hot your head. And that's what they do all the
time.
Hot your head. I got that a lot.
Hot your head.
A lot of low ceilings.
Hot your head.
Hot your head. So you go through, and you know, and every 10 feet is feel lost. Hit 33 on your audio receiver. So,
and they'll be able to tell where you are. And
yeah, exactly.
So man, the technology.
You go through, and it's going to hot your head.
So everybody, as you're walking through the mansion, do you have headphones on?
Yes.
How stupid is that?
Yeah, well, everyone does. And you know,
well, back when we had our tour years ago, they had a guy that would talk. And
I guess they've modernized, Mike.
So no bodies. They've taken the. They've gone to robotics,
which is very sad, because I had a sneaking want to just be able to pepper the proper questions at the proper time.
Yeah. You know, a million years ago, we had a producer named Frank who almost got us thrown out by saying, "Look, I think I see a biological stain." It's like one of the few times in his life he actually made me laugh. But they had a. Had a human being that was there. It was amazing.
Did he tell you, hot your head?
Hot your head.
Hot your head.
So we go through and we see all the stuff, and then at the very end of the tour, when you go into the room of jumpsuits, which to me, oh, and by the way, heads up and a kudos to my wife, who said, that jumpsuit is small, and she looks close and noticed that as the jumpsuits are put on the mannequins, they're pinned to make them appear smaller.
Sure.
Because he was weighing 5,000 pounds by the time he's in these. So these look like, these are like Brad Pitt size, because they're all pinned back.
It's just the suit.
And then at the end they say, well, after years of touring and prescription medication, it all got to be a bit much for Elvis, and he died of an apparent heart attack.
Oh, God.
on his toilet.
So completely sanitized.
Yeah, it's just absolute. And then I did not get the chance to see the big Elvis floral arrangement
right.
with the Beetlejuice size head.
That was only for the, that was a special. Well, you weren't there on Death Day or
that's
anything.
Right. So they didn't have one of those up. They did have lots of good looking plastic flowers that
go.
Are laid out by the Worldwide Friends of Elvis. And I did get a chance to see lots of people squatting down, pointing at the tombstone and getting their picture taken.
Cool.
Which was the most fun in the meditation.
Yeah! All right, give us the gifts and okay, I want to hear about the fight.
Okay, so here's the gifts. I think I did good with... I'm going to go with Mike first because it's perhaps the most appropriate.
Okay.
Do you have a potholder for your new house?
No, I do not.
This is a potholder with a recipe on it. I think you'll enjoy it.
What is the recipe for? Peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
It's
wow.
a lovely pink potholder.
Thank you very much, Rob.
The next gift is... Oh, it's for Don. And I think you'll enjoy, it's a twofold gift. Buzz and Joe will need to come in here as
okay.
well.
Ah, it's the Elvis TCB ashtray.
Oh, very nice.
As you can see, there's the lame EP25 logo on the matchbook.
That does look like something.
Isn't that horrible?
Something out of like Studio 54.
Thank you.
Per request, Lisa got magnets, which are not very funny, but that's what right. she actually wanted.
Elvis magnets.
I collect them.
For Joe, no surprise.
A shot glass.
Very good.
And I knew that Buzz would need a pencil sharpener, so I got him the jumpsuited Elvis pencil sharpener. And if you,
it's like a snow globe,
right? It's a schneekogel that if you shake it up, it rains glitter.
Schneekogel,
really nice, Rob.
And I wanted everyone to see this, although I'm keeping this for myself.
Right,
Elvis Presley, love me tender conditioning rinse.
There you go.
My hair has never been shinier.
Jesus Christ.
It smells a little like Elvis. So there.
And Rob, I believe for all of the gifts you still were able to keep it at under $10 for all of us.
For all of us combined, Mike. That's right. The Presley estate got a lot of money from the Spiewak estate this weekend.
Oh, very cool.
Thank
all right,
you.
So you're quite welcome. Please exit through the gift shop.
Now you're done at Elvis.
Oh, no, I forgot to tell you that we also took the free Elvis shuttle to Elvis Presley's Memphis restaurant on Beale Street.
And, is that part of the package?
Yeah. Well, there's the free shuttle, and I had perhaps the most delightful appetizer ever, fried dill pickle chips.
Oh, yum, yum.
Which really set up my appetite.
Man, oh, man.
Chicken fried steak on your head.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Dill pickle chips.
And it's so, I mean, this restaurant.
When your body just craves a little more sodium.
Salt and fat. Jesus. And it was a huge, huge pile of them.
Really?
It was the most.
How were the dill pickle chips?
They were dill pickly.
Dill pickly.
I can't imagine anything grosser.
You know what? They're not as bad as they sound. But
fried dill pickle chips.
Awfully close. That got the little EP25 logo on the menu because it was an Elvis favorite.
Oh, my God.
So this is a very poorly realized, and, you know, this is a big weekend in Memphis, this
oh
fight
my
and everything.
God. Yeah, this fight was very big.
Sure. So we went there and we said, God, I hope we can get a table. There's maybe 8 people in the whole restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And it's, if you can imagine, it's a sports bar with a framed jumpsuit in it. That's all it is.
Absolutely.
And it was really great.
So what happened at the fight?
We got there. The security was very, very tight at the fight, and we weren't sure exactly what time to get there, so we ended up, I guess, they ended up fighting at about 11 o'clock Eastern, so we got there at about 7 o'clock Memphis time.
So you saw all the undercards?
Yeah. Right.
Were there any women fighting?
Didn't see any women.
Oh, man, I hope they're not
moving away.
There
was a very enthusiastic Spaniard who won, though, and we were all very excited for him.
Spain.
The security, by the time we got there, we were in line for about 45 minutes.
Spaniard.
You're funny.
And
the young Spaniard. Could be from anywhere in the United States.
Right. I don't think he was.
Anywhere in the world. The young Spaniard. He could be from Central America, South America, Puerto Rico, Mexico.
The young Spaniard.
And Rob would call him a young Spaniard.
An excitable young Spaniard.
I mean, seriously, I will guarantee you he is not from Spain.
He was from someplace like Spain.
Of course, like Spain.
Like Spain.
The young Spaniard. The enthusiastic young Spaniard.
I know what you mean, like Portugal.
It's something like that, yeah.
No, not even that close. No, definitely.
Uruguay. Probably not connected to Spain.
The young Spaniard.
Uruguay might be closer, but they speak Spanish.
They picture a boxer coming out in a bullfighting uniform.
So how were the seats?
They were great. If you pictured, well, first of all, the fight's in what's called the Pyramid, which could not look any more out of place down there.
Memphis is such a scrotum of a city.
I really applaud they did a great job for the fight, but they might as well just put a prize fight in Manassas, because
yes.
that's about the size of Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in, and the whole place has a very Mayberry feel, except for the abandoned buildings. And you're walking up and down, and there's all these beautiful two-story buildings from 1850.
Right.
And then over across the street is a gleaming stainless steel pyramid. And it just looks a little out of place.
Now, who plays? I mean, is that like a regular sports hall?
That's
or
the basketball team plays.
Okay.
That had been in Vancouver.
Yep, that's right.
That moved to Memphis.
Is it the Timberwolves?
The Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies. That's it. I knew it was an animal. So we wait 45 minutes to get through security. And they said, go on through, you're going to beep, everybody beeps. It turns out, in retrospect, they had set the metal detectors too sensitive.
Oh, but really?
Wedding rings were setting them off. So that's why people, with a 45 minutes to the fight, there was still like a 90-minute wait to get into the pyramid.
Wow.
So a lot of people were upset about that. Just a small glitch, the good people of the Mid-South will tell you, that other than that, everything went so well, and everyone was so well-behaved on Beale Street, so thank you for that. And we went in, and we got there. We were, if you imagine the boxing ring is like a football field,
we're
maybe on like the 35 or 40 yard line and about maybe 30 rows back.
So not bad seat.
Really great seat.
Thank you, HBO.
Extreme thanks to HBO, and I'm sorry you couldn't be there because it was a...
You see Lampley?
No, HBO was like way, way far
up.
If you had binoculars, you could see
it. Don and I saw him down that one fight we went through down where we saw him right down by the ring. Remember that?
Yeah. Jim Lampley with his incredible hair. Yeah.
See Shaq after the game yesterday? Shaq's being interviewed by Jim Gray. And Shaq says, Jim Gray, you know, that little midget.
Yeah.
He goes, Shaq, hey, it was a really great game. Shaq goes, Tyson should knock you out.
Is that what he said? Nobody likes Jim Gray.
Wow.
How can you like Jim Gray?
Yeah, he makes it pretty impossible to be
it's impossible.
So we got there relatively early, which was cool because we could see all the celebrities arriving, and I'll probably forget people, but...
Now, you know, this is something that I have heard recounted and read in the newspaper, that they were announcing that celebrities were going to be there, but really no one was showing up. Who did you see firsthand?
You couldn't go anywhere and not see Cuba Gooding Jr. He was everywhere.
I've heard his name more than anybody else that he was
jumping around and cheering and really making a spectacle of himself. Saw Morgan Freeman, Kevin Bacon.
Hello, Rob. I'm very proud of Rob. We're all very excited to see Rob at the fight.
Did you see the young Spaniard?
The young Spaniard, the enthusiastic young Spaniard. What a great right hand.
Magic Johnson we saw.
Denzel, did you see him?
Denzel is like the only person that no one saw. Everyone either just missed him, but we were on the free shuttle, as a matter of fact, coming back from Elvis Presley's Memphis restaurant when...
Can you tell the fight was meaningless?
No, the fight was very cool.
I'm trying to find out the details of the biggest fight.
On the free shuttle. The free shuttle to the restaurant. But this gets back to Denzel. We're in the middle of packed traffic. The thing slams on the brake like a kid ran in front of it, and the driver runs out because she thought she saw Denzel. That's how the town was in a fury
Denzel
to
crazy.
Find him. So I did not see Denzel. The person who perhaps...
Not you, though. You had pickle chips.
I had pickle chips, and I got myself a beautiful Hawaiian shirt.
That is a nice shirt,
Hawaii.
Blue Hawaii.
Please exit through the gift shop. The person who was the most eager to be seen, and Carrie and I watched him do the entire lap, was David Hasselhoff.
Hair Hasselhoff.
And he was like, to a point, like, I think he was wearing like a white cream colored coat.
Sure.
So he could surely stick out.
Yeah.
So he came in one end, made the entire lap, and actually, you probably saw him when the fighters were making their entrance because he timed it very close.
Oh, really?
And the fight was incredible. I'm not much of a boxing fan going into it, but I had a great time watching it, and it appeared...
Oh, you had to love it, those two black guys beating each other up.
Oh, God. The new fight, I just call it win-win. It was very, very good.
Oh, but it was a great fight, right?
It was
lot of action.
Yeah, and a very, very exciting with the people screaming, and there was a lot, there was more British people there.
So funny you talk about the fight.
And Iron Mike didn't go crazy or anything.
No, as a matter of fact...
Carrie, I'm bored. Carrie, is there any way we could go back to the Elvis Presley gift shop, please?
I'd die for some pickled potato chips.
What were they, Rob?
Some fried pickle chips. Fried dill pickle chips.
Right.
Rob, we're here for the fight. They're going to ask you about the fight on the show on Monday.
I don't want to stay. I want to go.
Rob, look at those two men.
If we leave the fight early, we can go to Tour Graceland again.
I don't want to go again.
Come on now. I'd like to go to Elvis Lee Yours. We could go to Elvis Lee Yours if we leave early. Otherwise, we're going to have to get the fight. I don't want to stay, Carrie. I hate fighting. I hate boxing.
But, Rob.
It's too athletic.
But, Rob, look. It's two Negroes fighting.
All right, let's stay.
Oh, God.
That's how it went.
That's basically what happened. No sense to go past the playlist. But it was very, very cool. Special thanks to HBO because they treated us great and we had a great time. So it was cool.
Wonderful. That's one slick operation, that HBO. I'll tell you
exactly
that right now.
How to put on a
sure
fight.
Are. Yep.
Sure did miss you, though.
Did you buy and you know, right back at you.
It would have been a lot of fun if you could have been there.
Right back at you. Did you buy it?
No, the crap blues band was, we're working band on. We were working Saturday night.
How about you, Buzz? Did you buy it?
Oh, busy watching the World Cup in the Belmont.
No, but I didn't buy it either.
What, you watch World Cup soccer?
I'm kidding. I don't watch any sports.
He was kidding.
That was a diversion. See what I did there? Hey, somebody didn't lose his skills while we were off.
All right, gotcha. We're up on a break. Robbie, thank you for that.
Thank you
for the gifts.
Boy, this would have been the dream weekend if that boxing wasn't in the way.
So crowded.
And we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We really, really like the Don and Mike Show. It is the best damn thing on the radio. We really, really like the Don and Mike Show. Whoa, whoa. Compared to them, all other DJs blow. The Don and Mike Show. They always have wacky things to say when Elvis died his cold and weighed 40 pounds. They found the king on the toilet bloated and round. Dinosaur Colin made a great sound. They hammered all his teeth out onto the ground. Wheeled out of Graceland as a vegetable.
Oh, fish lettuce.
He died, now it's time for Don and Mike. They are the guys we really like.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 212-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe.
Sorry about that, Lisa.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the mundus.
It's the new me.
Come, cup their peaches. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, man, you guys are still in reruns in New York?
Call WNEW about that.
We've gotten several calls to that effect. Call them up at WNEW.
Hello.
NEW,
it's just torturous what they're doing here with that, though.
That is out of our control.
Yeah, out of our control. Call them.
You can't. I had to delete that out. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike, it's Sonny Roast Beef. How you doing?
Hi, Sonny Roast Beef.
Hi, Sonny Roast Beef.
Where's Sam Roast Beef?
Well, I mean, it's good to have you back and all, but I need to ask you, Don, have you been looking? Have you been looking?
Now, it sounds like that could be a setup to me.
Me too.
I smell a rat. Are you a bad caller?
No, I'm just telling Don he's got to be prepared for when you off yourself in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we can. They're going down that highway. We can't go down. We can't do that because he's looking to start trouble.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, the phones are dead.
Oh, dear.
Sorry about that. Now that we have to delete out more than one telephone call.
Yes, yes. Adhering to policy.
Correct.
Having a good time, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'm enjoying my Elvis Presley pot holder.
Let me see.
Peel and mash bananas, mix peanut butter with bananas thoroughly, toast bread lightly, and spread mix on bread.
Phones are back. Phones are operating. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. Don and Mike, glad to hear you back.
Thanks.
Just a quick question. During the Best Of series, I heard a really good story from Mike when he went to the beach at Myrtle Beach. I was just wondering if that was sort of the beginning of the unraveling.
No, I'm not sure how long ago that was, and I'm not sure what tragic circumstances happened, because you know, I've gone on many, many vacations and had many disastrous occurrences, but no.
Rob would know the day.
I believe it is one of the all-time greatest segments, which is I could run around in circles for ye.
Oh, you mean where I got my golf clubs taken?
Yes.
Well, no, that had nothing to do with it, actually. No. You know, that was a very stressful day for me, but not the beginning of the unraveling of the marriage, sir. No connection whatsoever.
Thank you. Hi, Dynamite Show. Hello.
Yeah, you guys rock. That's for you, Tim.
For now.
Thank you.
I just had to say that we missed you a whole bunch in D.C. I get to catch a show during the day, and my wife listens to it at night. And I had missed your show for a little while. I've been listening all about 6 months, and I missed it for about 2 weeks because I was in Baltimore and couldn't pick it up on the AM station.
Right.
So we were worried what happened. I kept going home to her every day saying, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. She's like, well, they're not on at night. So hopefully.
I think he means the overnight replay. The WJFK reruns our show.
So you listen during the middle of the day, and your wife listens super late at night. When do you guys see each other?
Usually a few hours in the evening. I work during the day, and she runs a newspaper route. So I get to see her in the morning when I wake up.
That's a marriage going to be together forever.
That's right. A perfect marriage right there.
Right there.
Mm-hmm. All right, take it easy, fellas.
When Frida and I were first married, and you know, that's when you're going to go through the tough times in a marriage. Present company excluded, Mike. I mean, this is not anything about you. But we got married, and when we first got married, it was the ideal situation. We were living out in Los Angeles.
Right.
She worked from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Right. Okay.
I worked from 7 to midnight, which meant she'd leave the house in the morning.
Right.
By the time she got home, I was already gone to my job.
You were long gone, so you never had any contact.
Which means, a lot of the problems that couples have when they first get married,
that's right.
We didn't have because we didn't see each other. Of course, that was also around the time that I bought the Porsche and didn't tell her I bought the Porsche.
This is true. Yeah.
Which did lead to a gigantic problem.
Yeah, that was terrible. A major, major incident.
A big problem. Hotline, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hotline.
This is the hotline on the Don and Mike Show.
I've got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
Is that who I thought it is?
Who do you think it was? K-E-N?
Yeah. Didn't that sound like him?
A little.
That's what T-H-O-U-G-H-T.
You know, we're perfectly capable of finding out if it was him. I feel like we should pursue that.
Can we star 69 that, please? Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I'd like to make a request.
Yeah.
Could I hear The Great Pretender for Greg in New York?
Come on, guys.
You really help us out, and I mean that. I mean, I know your heart's in the right place, but please help us out. We're really...
Let's just do a regular show.
Let us move past, and we really have to.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Yeah.
How come you guys ain't live in New York anymore?
Sir, man, how many of these calls are we getting?
Yeah, what is the deal? I mean, we said we can't talk about that. You call WNEW, ask them.
I mean, I can't blame the people in New York, because apparently they're rerunning our show. They're not hearing us live. They're running a rerun today. I don't know why.
You know why. Come on. Is there, like, trouble going on up there?
I don't know why. You'd have to call WNEW and ask them.
Did you guys kiss and make up yet?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Jesus. Donna Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, is this them?
Yeah, this is them.
Hey.
You know, they go in spurts, don't they?
Yeah.
They really, really do. What would you like to talk about that we can't talk about?
Oh, nothing. I'd just like to say thank you for having me on the show. I was on the freak show.
Yes.
And I'd just like to say thanks a lot.
What was your freak talent?
Nate, I used to do the arm.
What?
Oh, the guy who's double jointed.
Oh, the double jointed guy. Right. That's right.
It was nice having you on. Thank you, my friend. Hello.
His brain is double jointed.
Don and Mike Show.
How you doing?
Oh, no.
So how you doing, guy?
No, he sounds happy.
How you doing?
Hey there.
I guess you're happy to have us back?
How you doing?
Yeah, he's really, really excited about it.
You know, Mike, here's someone who will ask us no questions.
Yeah, won't trouble us at all. We won't have to run that pesky delay.
No.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah,
We're doing great. We're happy to be back. How have you been?
Hey, Dan.
Not too good?
And you know what?
For you, I'll answer your questions as long as you phrase your questions the way that you phrase all your questions. Go ahead and ask, and I'll give you yes or no answers.
Have you been hated?
Yes.
Hated?
Absolutely not.
Hated?
No.
Oh, we'd love to.
Wow.
Hey there.
Speak for yourself on that one. I have no intention of...
Hey there.
We got to let him go
on that one. Hey, goodbye. How you doing, guy?
Hey there.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, hi.
Hey, when you guys said that you're going to play a regular show, does that include Best Of? That's your regular format for the past couple weeks.
Well, no, what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
We're back on today.
But he just said he was going to play a regular show.
I guess that yous are one of the guys that didn't hear the beginning of the show today.
Well, no, you know what it was? I was outside the building, and I got tied up working outside, and just got back.
It's
whole story.
You know, and it's another guy.
We've actually done it twice, sir. We've actually did it at the beginning of the show, then about a third of the way into it, we explained it, and really not all that much information. Yeah. The bottom line is that we are back on the radio.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. But how long, though? You know, the higher to be.
What?
Now, they call the shots. Oh, well.
No, listen.
Hey, best of luck to all of you, okay? No matter how this unfolds.
Now, listen, there's only one way that this is going to unfold, and it's that we're here.
We're back.
All right.
Yeah.
For yous, and I guess you're calling from Philly.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one last time. I'm going to recap the event.
Appreciate it.
Okay, what we said when we came on the air today.
Yeah.
June 10.
Hey,
show.
Hey, dude, are you going to listen?
Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know, because, I mean, when he said he's going to recap me, you keep going, yeah, hey, yeah, do you really want to hear, or are you just calling to bust balls?
No, I'm not.
All right, here you go.
Because I know you can start 69 me.
June 10, show dialogue. Don and Mike can explain the recent events as follows. One, we did not walk off our show.
Okay.
You follow that?
Mm-hmm.
Two, management wanted us not to talk about certain things, so they took us off the radio. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Three, some subjects are taboo, and we cannot talk about them. Do you follow that?
Yes, I follow that. You can go faster.
And, no, I want to make sure you get this.
Yeah.
And four.
No, I'm not from the Midwest. I can catch on pretty quick.
Hey. Number four.
Don't get happy.
Number four. Management could have kept us off the air for a long time.
And because of that, we are back because we didn't want to do that. We didn't want to be away that long. That's the bottom line.
Because we care about our listeners. But management certainly could have kept us off the air
longer. Yeah. Another question. What about Leah? Where's she?
We've done that twice already. No, where you been?
Come on, listen to the show. I'm tired of doing the recaps.
Try harder.
I'm tired of doing the recap.
Find a friend who listened to the whole show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you guys know you're on live in Washington right now?
We are aware of that. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don.
That'd be a waste of effort if we weren't.
Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Something tells me at the end of the day, this may be the only place we end up being live on.
I think you might be right about that.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
All right. I've gotten one thing in the mail from this Christian Life Center in Gaithersburg, Maryland. Have you heard of such a thing?
No, I've not.
All right. Well, they sent my Jewish wife this thing for us to, like, go live in their little community or something, Christian Life Center.
Right.
It's in Darnstown, on Darnstown Road.
Have you given some thought to converting?
No, well, actually, I'm Catholic. This could be
a topic for an upcoming Jew to Jew.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, exactly.
This got Jew to Jew written all over it.
Doesn't it?
Yesterday, we looked at our Saturday's mail, and it was addressed to her and her maiden name. It ends in a Berg.
Of course it does.
They're sending, solicitation mail to Bergs.
Are you sure you weren't getting the name and where you live confused? Gaithersburg?
Well, that's possible.
Just checking.
No.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Just kidding.
Well, now, when I leave my house this morning, and it was on all the apartments, we're building a house now, but we live in an apartment.
Welcome to Gaithersburg.
Right. Nice to be here. Fantastic. And would you like to come and join our community?
In Gaithersburg.
We are Christians who have converted from Judaism, and we'd like you to live with us. Together in a commune.
In Gaithersburg.
Right.
Boig. Gaithersburg.
I'm leaving my apartment this morning. Now they left like a little card on everybody's
door. They want you. They want you, don't they?
You know what you should do, really? Get that stuff to us. Put it in the mail. Send it to us. We're like Santa Claus. Just put Don and Mike. It'll get to us.
And make sure you mention the fact that your wife is Jewish, and why would this Christian group that wants you to live with them be sending this to an obvious Jew?
Hey, one other thing, guys.
No. And whenever someone says one other thing, that's always a sign the conversation is over.
Right.
But send it to us. It'd make a great episode of Jew to Jew.
There we are. It's I don't know why they keep knocking our door down to have us join this commune.
The Gaithers. Right.
What is the deal?
Why isn't Gaithers
Itz. Gaither Itz.
Gaither Stein.
Gaither Witz.
Gaither Stein. Welcome to Gaither Stein, Maryland. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Gaither's
hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
How are you?
Hey, I want to recap for you guys. You're not live in New York. You're live in D.C. Lee is not there. Get over it.
There you go.
Thank you.
So tell everybody to just get it and move on.
Thank you.
Welcome to Gaithersburg. No. Shoot. No.
I'm out.
Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg. Gaithersburg.
Gaithersburg.
There it is.
I'm out too. That one didn't even make sense.
No.
Gaithersburg.
For people to live in this building.
I was thinking that his last name was Alan Line.
Right.
Land. And, but
Wand.
Line Wand.
Line Wand. Right.
Land. Line Wand. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, so glad to have you back. Buzz, how are you doing?
Good, thanks. Thank you.
Again, that I want to tell you something. That is funny. You're a funny guy, but we have to delete that out.
We can't. We really, you know, we understand what you're doing.
But I'm telling you. That's funny.
Yeah. I had to try.
That's funny.
That is very funny.
Thank you, my friend. Anybody on hold heard that?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to a guy on hold. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
That was funny what that guy said. Do you get that?
I got it. It wasn't very funny, though.
I thought it was very funny.
I thought it was very funny.
Very funny.
Well, maybe you should move to Gaithersburg.
Okay. Watch it, boys.
What can we do for you?
Well, first of all, I'm glad that you guys are back and it wasn't, you know, a brain tumor and nobody's dead or anything.
Good. Good to be back.
And second of all, to make you feel better, I want to extend an olive branch to you, sir, knowing that you are a Green Bay Packer fan.
Yeah.
I have a piece of memorabilia that I would actually like to give to you. It's a Brett Favre pitcher autograph, the gold autographing. There's only, you know, so many of them were made. And I want to give it to you.
I mean, only guys. So many of them were made.
I do not know offhand.
Okay.
And I would like to, in turn, give to you a piece of Vince Lombardi's scrotum. which only a few of them were made.
And the scrotum is haunted. Woo!
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the thought.
Hello, fan.
Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back, and stop being such mashugana.
Little marbleized,
right.
Caramelized piece of Vince Lombardi's.
You can put it on the shelf, and you can actually suck on it.
Hello.
It's like candy.
It's good with dill chips.
It never dissolves. Ask Marie Lombardi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oy vey, welcome back, boys, and stop being the mashuganas.
Okay, it's already been said.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, welcome back.
Thanks.
To D.C.
Thanks.
Hey, it's nice that you guys care about the fans, but, I mean, for you, from the management standpoint, how long do they think the fans were going to last and revenue was going to drop?
You'd have to take that up with them. We really can't comment on that.
Not against you guys, but there's only so much best of you can listen to.
Well, and that's why we decided to come back.
Well, you guys did the right thing.
Yeah, we're glad to be back.
Thanks. Yeah, no, I trust you. Trust me, I'm with you. Yeah. I feel the same way.
Yeah, the sandwich doesn't taste bad either.
Hello, Don and Mike Show, the ass sandwich you're having to eat.
It's not bad.
Hello, Don and Mike.
It's great with dill pickle chips.
Hello.
How's it going?
Some caramelized Vince Lombardi scrotum on the side.
Yeah. Tastes buttery.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a tip for Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, buy sheets from Land's End. They won't come off your bed.
They won't?
They won't.
Land's End.
That's J.C. Penney's.
Is that Penney's?
No, Land's End, the catalog.
Oh, the catalog. I hate doing a catalog. You got to wait, though, to get sheets. I like to buy
stuff.
Oh, man,
they'll come in just a few days.
Really? Okay, thank you.
They will not come off your bed. I guarantee it.
Thank you.
Thank you, or buy rubber sheets, Mike.
I have rubber sheets already.
Hello.
I forgot to say that. I didn't mention that because I didn't want to be embarrassed, but now that you've chosen to embarrass me, it's not just the mattress pad and the fitted sheet and the flat sheet. What it is rubber sheet, mattress pad, sheet and the flat sheet.
That reminds me, I can't believe that I didn't tell you this.
What?
This is...
Oh, no.
The I am ready to take your abuse.
Really?
But keep in mind, it's only because I really share...
What'd you do, S the bed?
No. Close.
Really? You wet the bed?
Yeah.
You wet the bed.
That I
wet the
not
bed.
The whole bed.
It was of course. It was a stressful week.
Here's the deal.
Yes, it was.
I swear to Christ.
Yeah.
I was having a dream where I was standing at a urinal going to the bathroom.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
And when I woke up.
Really?
When I woke up.
Really?
There was a wet spot.
Oh, just a spot?
About...
Well, probably concentrated, but it went deep.
About
grape. Size of a salad plate. That's probably down into the coils. Those coils are going to be rusty now.
Yeah. Grapefruit sized.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any other details of the dream?
No, just I was standing at a urinal. Uh-huh. Going to the bathroom, and I woke...
Did Frida take off the sheet and hang it out the window like Michael Landon?
You know what? Frida doesn't even know.
Oh. Really?
She doesn't know. I was so ashamed.
Yeah, of course.
That what I did...
Are you sure it was number one and not number three?
Positive.
Really?
Because my underpants...
Oh, were soaked?
There was a nice...
Just a little spot?
A stain.
No,
really?
That's a wet dream.
A stain. No, that wasn't a wet dream.
Well, I know, but this was extra wet.
No, that was... Yeah. It was... I went to bed.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I was having a dream that I was taking a leak.
Yeah,
and I went to bed.
Man,
had you
man.
Been drinking before you went to bed?
Negative.
Wow. That's me, Rob. You got the wrong partner.
No, but you know, sometimes I would think that if you were very, very sleepy.
Right.
Negative. No.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, that's another gigantic turn that's happened in the last 2 weeks.
Right.
Grey Goose out of my life.
Really? No more Grey Goose.
Why? Goodbye, Grey Goose.
Hey, going off the hard stuff.
Yeah. And again, I'm ready to be pussified for this. Hello, Hard Lemonade.
Oh, really? Well, hey, I know a lot of guys that drink.
Yeah,
yeah, a lot of 14-year-olds.
Very popular.
Oh, Rob. F you, Rob. F you.
Oh, my God. Well, thank God it wasn't a dream where you were sitting on the bowl.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know? Hello, Don and
Imagine
Mike.
Imagine that. What a surprise that would be.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
There's a baby Ruth in the bed.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a question for Buzz.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Hello, Buzz. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. And you?
I was wondering, how many crosswords and jumbles did you complete last week?
Oh, man, I just went crazy. I did a whole book of jumbles, as a matter of fact.
What did you do during the downtime, Buzz? I mean, you know, you're kind of hanging with all of us and finding out, but Don and I are on the point of this, you know, talking to lawyers. What do you do during your downtime?
I did some... Crossword. What a cross. Exactly. Some of those. I did some landscaping. I got the tattoo, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I did...
Oh, we haven't even talked about Buzz's tattoo.
I did some relaxing.
Buzz, let's talk about your tattoo.
Can we take a good look at it
sure,
again,
absolutely.
Please.
Show us your tattoo. Right. Now, look at that. Jesus Christ.
I can't see it, Buzz. It's an armband in the tribal style.
Mike, what do you mean you can't see it?
No, now because he had to stand up. Is that, look at that.
Look at how big that thing is.
Look at him flexing. Look at him flexing the arm.
Look at that.
Look at that. Tattoo.
Now, why did
nice,
you...
Nice, isn't it?
Why did you get... And it looks like...
I know why you got it.
Why?
To cover up the varicose vein.
It looks like something you'd see one like a Lakers guy have.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's one of those things that's gigantic. It's got that barbed wire look.
Right.
And it goes all the way around his bicep, and it's big.
Yeah, it is.
You know, my Batman tattoo is tiny. Yours is gigantic.
That's an amazing macho-style tattoo. Does this mean, like, when the weather warms up, well, it's a hot day today, you start wearing tank tops to work?
Oh, shirtless all the time.
Why did you decide to go that route with the tattoo?
Well, because I wanted a tattoo for a long time, but I never really knew what I wanted, except I really liked the armbands, and I liked this one, and so this is what I got.
What significance does it have, though? What does it mean?
I don't know enough about the history of tribal tattoos.
Right?
Well, there are various styles. There's Celtic, there's tribal. This is tribal. And it's not, I like it because it's not too spiky, you know, so it doesn't look too intimidating.
Right.
But I wanted an armband, and now I have it.
Roll your sleeve up again.
To me, it's the ideal tattoo. I mean, I didn't want a picture or a word or anything.
Look at that.
It's just a macho.
You know, the news guy's got a macho tattoo.
Yeah.
Now, you've got one. Rob, we're becoming a minority on this show. You know that, don't you?
I'm proud to not have a tattoo.
Does Joe have one? Joe's got to have one, right?
Covered with tattoos.
Prison tattoo.
Yeah. Joe on his fingers. Joe A. on his carved his fingers with a big pen. Back at the boys' home.
Like Jake and Elwood. No, Joe has no tattoos.
No tattoos for
tattoo
Joe.
Free.
No All right.
Tattoos, so it's me and Buzz and Lisa with the tattoos.
If I ever got a tattoo, it would be a Red Sox logo.
There you go. That's a good... I don't have a team that I root for, so that makes
sense.
On
the end of my little Mikey.
Wow.
Wow. Oh.
Right there. Boston Red Sox.
That's going to hurt.
Yeah, I know. That would hurt.
Right on the end of your D?
I was talking to a lady
That'd be great, because then every time you have sex, the Red Sox would be effing you. Or you'd be effed by the Red Sox.
Yeah, absolutely. Red Sox are throwing up again.
I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, that's a nice picture, isn't it?
I think I would get a picture of a fried dill pickle chip.
There you go. Yeah, at least now when we're ready to get them, we know what they're going to be.
Right.
And where they're going to be.
Absolutely. Where would yours be?
On my ass.
Right on your Duke?
Yeah, but
on your starfish?
Yeah, right there.
All right, good.
Ouch.
It would look like the pickle's melting.
Right there.
Jesus Christ. You guys are killing me.
Oh, my God.
Hello, Dynamite. Last call. Hello.
Yeah, I was just wanting to let you know, the only thing worse than the best of was listening to Marsha Burbank all week.
Oh, stop that. That's not nice.
How long till Rob A's wife starts the same thing?
I don't know. I think her vision is okay.
Stop that. Yeah. Knock it off, you a-hole.
Don't pick on wives on this show.
My Buzz got a tattoo now. He come down and kick your ass.
That's right. Super macho. You got a new necklace, too, didn't you?
No, I've had this for a while. I just decided to wear it today.
That's the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Does it match your bracelet? I'm just kidding.
No.
Where's your bracelet?
I actually lost it in Chicago when I went back for the V96, the Bong 96 reunion.
You know what? I just noticed that is a pretty necklace you have on today.
Thank you. It's a chain, you know. It's just a chain.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
I'm glad it amuses you.
All right.
I'm very happy with my life.
Did you miss us?
Yeah, I did, actually. A lot.
I know. You missed the ball busting from the front.
Sure.
Now are you wearing your earring today?
Of course. I never take that off.
You're
still there.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm a metal detector's nightmare at this point.
Is your anklet on today?
No, I'm not wearing an ankle bracelet.
How about your waist chain?
No, I have no waist chain.
Okay. How about your toe ring?
No, I have no toe ring.
Okay. Oh, God.
Very nice of you. Now you know what to get me.
Let's go to the... let's go to the cubicle.
We've covered everybody on the show, though. That's good.
Everybody got some time today.
Yeah.
Good. I hope you liked it, because tomorrow goes back to the way it used to be.
That's right. Show tunes.
Just me and Mike. here we go to Buzz now.
Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Who's Buzz?
Me. He made it up.
You know, the queer duality of Buzz Burbank,
yes.
I will never understand it. That is, you know what you have gotten? You have gotten a fighting man's tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. That's like an ass-kicking tattoo you have.
You are one of the most peaceful. You're such a pacifist.
Ironic.
I mean that as a compliment.
No, and I take it that way.
You are truly one of the gentlest souls. God damn, that sounds faggy.
Mm-hmm.
That I've ever met yet.
But he's got a tattoo that says "Fight me."
Right.
Yeah,
it's body art.
Gentle soul.
It's body art. I like it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You're a tough
one to figure out.
Yes, I am.
Buzz, what's the lead story today on the news and the comments?
Today, a would-be terrorist gets stopped in his tracks.
You made a little body art in your bed the other night.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Sabrina, don't just stare at it, eat it. It's the Don and Mike Show.
We had to clear a bunch of stuff out today and air some laundry. And I think tomorrow we'll get back to more of the... more of the stuff you guys like on the show.
Very good.
Not that you not love today. I once again, objectively, have looked at this, not subjectively.
What do you think?
A+.
Yeah, A+. Perfect show, actually. If you're grading it on a scale of, mediocre, good, great, and perfect, it's another perfect show.
One other good thing about us coming back is that, as you can tell by the musical selections and by some of the stuff that we're going to be doing on the show, we're going to go back and do the show.
Yeah, we're doing our show.
That we want to do.
There you go.
Not that we never did do the show that we wanted to do, but we allowed ourselves to be influenced by program directors and such.
We did indeed.
And that ain't going to happen anymore.
Very good.
Before we get to Buzz, I did want to give a nice plug. I don't even know if this website is still up. It's RadioGodsForum.com. Mm-hmm. And I only mention it because when we were in the get-go stages,
the get-go
of all the problems that were happening, we had problems with DonandMikeFans.com and other websites. I contacted one of the guys. The guy's name is Charles. He lives out in Sacramento. And I contacted him and said, I would like to get a message to our listeners. Now, don't do the dance, Rob.
No.
because I'm serious about this.
Sacramento.
I said, I would hope that you could get a message out to our listeners who go to this website, mm-hmm. in which I told them a lot of the stuff that I ended up sharing with you and Mike today. Now both of you guys are doing the Sacramento dance, which has now become
a little grosser.
Has become even more explicit.
Yeah. Quite elaborate, really.
Gross. You are. Rob just kicked it up a notch.
It's a complicated dance.
Hey, you! Wow!
Thank you. I'm sorry. It's been a while since we've had a chance to do that dance.
It's a good dance.
Anyway, I just want to say, my dance partner. I went to the website today and I saw that it was out of business or whatever. And they're nice people there, and it was nice that they gave me a way to talk to some of our listeners.
Amen.
So I wanted to thank them. And now here is here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And Mike,
yeah.
I'll pay you $10,000.
All right.
I know you've said that when we go to Sacramento the next time, you'll do the Sacramento dance.
Yeah.
If you do that dance.
$10,000. Don't say stuff because I'll do it easily.
I mean, you really have to do it, though.
Yeah, I do it. I do it.
No,
do the dance. Oh, really? Have to do it? Oh, no. Yeah, of course. Okay. Oh, I thought for a second there I was going to make an easy $10,000.
No.
I don't think I could do that with Under the Pressure.
Maybe.
In that amphitheater?
I bet he could. Get a slow motion shot of it, on stage in Sacramento, just like on the big screen.
Like in a movie. Everyone Mike's in the front row. No.
Like a Gallagher
Mike's
show.
Mike's money shot.
There you go.
Absolutely slow motion. I'd wait like 2 weeks.
All the umbrellas going
right
up.
So make it extra special.
It would look like a Gallagher show.
No, I don't think. You talk about it. You probably do that. I probably couldn't get it off the stage.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. It'll go high, though.
I still pay for it, though.
Straight up.
I still pay. Hi, Buzz with the tattoo.
Hi, Donna Mike. A lot can change in 10 or 12 minutes, and we have a new lead story. Mob boss John Gotti has died. A federal law enforcement source reports the death of the imprisoned crime figure who was 61 years old. Gotti died at a federal prison hospital in Springfield, Missouri. He was doing a life sentence for murder and racketeering. He had suffered from neck cancer for the last several years. Over the weekend, he was reported to have gone into a medically induced coma.
He will be missed. Don, I know this affects you more than anybody else on the show.
Well, Mike, not only was he my true celebrity lookalike, he was the father I never had.
This is true. You have a picture of John Gotti in your home, don't you?
A beautiful charcoal
portrait, really.
Portrait that was given to me by Rob Spiewak.
Will you drape it in crepe this evening?
I can't tell you how many times I had had problems in my business. And I had called Mr. Gotti. Whether it was in the car, if he was out digging a hole to put some dead guy's body out in the swamps of New Jersey, or when we would correspond through our letters in prison.
sad day for you. I know I speak for the rest of the staff when I express condolences to you. This affects you more than anybody else.
Let me just say, Papa.
Papa's gone.
Papa.
I understand. He's in a better place.
Papa, with the neck cancer.
He is in a better place, thank God. That's right.
Amen.
There you go.
He will be missed. And, of course, condolences to the widow, Gotti.
Of course.
Greta.
Greta Gotti. Safe trip, John.
Goodbye, Papa.
Take care, my friend.
The father I never had. God, why are you such a cruel bastard?
Hey, the good they die young.
Before his time, Mike.
Amen.
Heart as big as all outdoors.
God needed an organizer.
Okay.
Nice tribute.
You could have gotten a bomb pilot then, Buzz.
Right.
You didn't have to get my papa.
That's true. He already had a driver.
He's a former Chicago street gang member, and now he's in U.S. military custody being treated as an enemy. Authorities say Jose Padilla, who's now known as Abdullah al-Mujahir, was planning on building and setting off a radioactive dirty bomb, possibly in Washington, D.C. Even though he's in military custody...
I set him a few dirty bombs today.
That's for sure.
Even though he's in military custody, the man accused in the dirty bomb plot apparently will not face a military tribunal. A Pentagon spokesman says Abdullah al-Mujahir will not be eligible for trial by military tribunal because those are reserved for people who are not U.S. citizens.
I loved him on Letterman.
That was Mujibar. This is Mujahir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
An alternative newspaper...
Why Gotti? Why not some Spaniard?
An enthusiastic Spaniard.
Not an enthusiastic Spaniard.
Sox. Who's the owner of the Red Sox?
John Henry.
John Henry.
John Henry's what a lot of guys call their D's.
Mm-hmm. That's John Thomas.
Henry. Oh, you're right.
That's right.
John Henry had a hammer.
Hello?
Honey.
Yes?
I want you to brace yourself.
What?
Gotti's dead.
Oh, no. Well.
You have to send flowers.
Does that make you in charge now? You were next in line, weren't you?
It's true. It's a good
question.
I
love that man.
Not only is he filled with sadness, but he's burdened with responsibility.
Yeah, I know. The mantle has been passed.
My wife will tell you. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times we would get dressed up to go to a function.
That's right. People would say, are you John Gotti?
No. And I would really, I would stand in front of her.
Right.
And I would say, do I look like Gotti?
Do I look like Gotti?
That was the look.
That's what you were going
that
for.
I went for.
And you captured that look. So and now you will preserve him.
I hope it was natural causes.
Well, you had the neck cancer, honey.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Medically induced coma.
Bitten by the neck cancer.
All right, darling.
All right.
Well, you have to look for a different role model now.
Sad to share that with you.
Okay. Be brave.
Oh, my papa. Mm-hmm. He meant so much to me.
I know
you don't know who your real dad is.
To me, he was so beautiful.
Oh, my papa.
He could be your dad.
Could have been.
All right, love you.
Goodbye, boo-boo. Love you, too.
No, bye-bye.
Send flowers.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye.
God needed a friend of ours.
Bye-bye now.
An alternative newspaper in Boston plans to run pictures this week of the murder of reporter Daniel Pearl. The pictures will include a shot of his severed head being held by one of the killers. The paper has the video linked on its website and has been getting 40,000 hits a day. The government, the Pearl family, and the Wall Street Journal, which employed Pearl, have asked that the video not be shown, saying it would serve no purpose. But the Boston Phoenix says, and I quote, "It's an important thing for people to have access to."
Jeez. I wish I could comment. I'm still...
You're going to be stunned the rest of the day, probably, and...
My opa.
I know.
Maybe several days as you can.
My opa is gone.
Your opa with his wooden shoes.
The Catholic Church has removed more than 200 priests from their posts this year because of child sex abuse charges.
You know how they did that?
How?
With a crowbar. Sorry.
But the Washington Post says about 36 known offenders are still on the job. The paper says all the numbers from its survey are higher than expected. For example, it says at least 850 American priests have been accused of sexual misconduct with minors.
Purge them of all the Fitzpatricks and the Fitzgeralds.
Since the early 1960s, and that more than 350 of those were removed from the ministry between then and now. In Florida, a special ed teacher's been arrested on prostitution charges.
Hey, you know what? That would be a great disc jockey name.
Yeah. Special ed?
Yeah. Hey, Robbie, give me a jingle.
Coming up.
The special ed show.
You're listening to the special ed show.
Never done that one before.
Ladies and gentlemen, special ed.
Give me a second. I got some bad record in here. Give me a second. Okay, and go.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, special ed.
GCB Kids.
Hell
good Monday. Beautiful week. This is special ed.
Works.
Yeah.
Works. Almost as good as when we were doing the Bosnian crisis, or I forgot which one.
Albania.
You were
no, Albania.
That's right. Except I got another one for you there. Al-Qaeda with you. Stand by.
Hold on. I got
one more. One more?
All right. All right. One more. Just one more.
Good afternoon. You're listening to the Special Ed Show. Coming up in a moment. Short bus traffic.
It flows. It works.
Well, in Florida, a special ed teacher has been arrested on prostitution charges. 29-year-old Lisa Darnell trains students with disabilities for the job market in Central Florida.
Hi, this is Darnell Valentine.
Hi, I'm Darnell Valentine.
Police say she also ran an internet escort service. The investigation continues.
And I want to say happy birthday to Grant Napier.
Last week, singer R. Kelly was charged with 21 counts of child pornography. He posted bail and then, over the weekend, sang to a class of kindergartners graduating from a Baptist church school in Chicago.
Not good.
There had been an order that Kelly stay away from kids other than his own, but prosecutors say that because two states are involved, it would be up to a judge to decide whether Kelly violated that order.
Kelly's heroes.
Washington, D.C. police now have another reason to keep open their crime scene investigation from the Chandra Levy case. They've found cash there, and lots of it, from a recent bank robbery. They don't think there's a connection. The bank robbery was just last week in the district, but police aren't sure how or why the money ended up there.
Buzz, let's go while you clear your throat.
Yes.
Let's go to the woman who pretended for a year to be Chandra Levy on the show.
That woman?
Hello?
Hello, I'm still down here in this artificial box, and of course you know I'm not Chandra Levy.
Who are you?
I'm just a lady that was pretending to be Chandra. And I'm really pissed off. I'm really pissed off that I can't continue my charade. Stupid jogger. Stupid jogger a-hole that, like, found Chandra's bones. It's just a drag. Now I can't pretend I'm Chandra anymore.
Who are you now? Who's missing now?
I could be anybody you want me to be, and I'll just say that I'm down here in a pine box, but I'm really not.
How about you be, well, what's his name? The number one bad, forgot his name already. What's his name? Mr. Al-Qaeda.
Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
I'll be Osama bin Laden. Hi, I'm Osama bin Laden. I'm hiding in a cave in Afghanistan, and they can't find me. And I've got a mask on. That's why I sound like this. I will always sound like this.
What do you think about Gary Condit?
I think Gary Condit, he's an infidel. He's an infidel. Like, all the stupid infidels should die because, like, you don't understand that like, Allah's more important than all of you. And, like, they should all die like all the infidels like. Okay? And I just want you to know, you'll never catch me. I'm much too sneaky.
All right, Chandra.
Don't call me Chandra, call me Osama.
Osama.
I'm Osama bin Laden, infidel, media American.
Spaniard.
I'm an enthusiastic Spaniard. Way to go, Lennox Lewis. Nice fight. Like, okay?
Okay, nice talking to you.
Buzz.
Yes, I'm ready. Police only
love
found...
Love your tattoo.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, Osama.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. They only found this cash at the crime scene after they returned to the scene to look for more of Chandra Levy's bones. They had closed the crime scene thinking they'd found everything there was to be found, but later some private investigators found one of Chandra's leg bones about 25 yards away from the rest of her remains.
Connected to the thigh bone.
It wasn't in this case. But it is official now.
That's the song.
Right.
Wish I had a banjo. I'd play like Elvis.
Leg bone's going through the...
Right.
Prime time for Hitler. CBS has given the green light to a 4-hour miniseries about the young Adolf Hitler. The series will air next year during one of the rating sweeps. Quoting one of the executive producers, I'd be lying if I said we weren't a bit nervous about attempting to examine one of history's most heinous characters.
Haben Sie gehört, das deutsche Band.
Young Adolf.
Starring Rob Spiewak.
Rob's been into the CDs while we've been gone.
Oh, yeah.
Russian folks.
People are going to think this is Broadway Monday.
Yeah, really. No, watch out. Be careful.
German. Hoppen Siegerhead. Das Deutsche Band.
All right. Okay. Buzz, we got a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike are excited. They're doing their radio program. It's called The Don and Mike Show.
Thursday, very confusing day for Charles Broyhill. It's Father's Day.
Watch out.
And on Thursday, we're giving away $500 in cash. Courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia, the best choice for movies, sports, packages, and news. Over 250 channels.
Wow.
Now available on the all-new Cox Digital Cable service. Call Cox Cable, 703-378-3499. And now, once again, here's the scary buzz.
I'm done on my...
Tattooed, very scary.
Yeah, look out.
Bite me.
In Baltimore, a lot of people call a lot of other people hun.
Hey, hun.
Doesn't mean anything, really. It can be a term of endearment, but really it's just a greeting in and around Baltimore.
Eat out of the ocean, hun.
Eat me, hun. But 44-year-old systems analyst believes that he was arrested because he called a female state trooper hun. So now this man is suing the Maryland State Police for $500,000, alleging wrongful arrest, malicious prosecution, defamation, conspiracy, excessive force, false imprisonment, and assault and battery.
Buzz, I'm afraid I would have to back him up that if you're pulled over by a Maryland State cop and you're from the Baltimore area or Eastern Shore.
Oh, come on, hon. I wasn't going all that fast.
And you said, okay, thank you, hon.
Right.
Yeah. You're within your rights to say that.
Step out of the car and take your beating, sir. This was just outside Ocean City. Frank Ayula says it really just slipped out. Quoting him, I didn't mean to be demeaning. Hun is a normal word, a pleasantry. That's his quote.
Who will be representing you today, sir? Big Don O'Brien.
That's all right. I think this guy's not guilty, hon.
The trooper says Frank smirked, was abusive, and refused her orders to get back into his car.
Oh, come on, hon.
Come on, hon.
Jennifer Lopez may be single again. Word is she split from her husband of less than a year, dancer Chris Judd. In November, she told USA Today she and Judd were considering starting a family. Quoting her,
I am all over that.
Absolutely. I mean, why would you get married if you didn't want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
End quote. She may be available.
Yeah, J-Lo.
You're all over that.
J-Lo. Me and J-Lo.
Yeah.
It could happen. Okay. That's why I was looking for the laugh the first time around. Didn't have to slow it down and analyze it. I know it's BS.
Some of All Fears was number one at the movies again over the weekend. In its second week at the top, the Tom Clancy story with Ben Affleck.
Jennifer, Mike O'Mara.
Grossed well over $18.5 million.
Change your name to... Then it would be... It would still be... It would be
J-Lo Mara.
It would be J-O.
It would be J-O, yeah. It wouldn't be J-Lo, it would be J-O.
J-O.
I like it. Yaya's Sisterhood was second, despite the fact that men stayed away in droves. It took in just under $16.5 million. The Star Wars movie was third, followed by Bad Company, and then Spider-Man, which has now dropped to fifth place.
That is bad news for Chris Rock. That is a bad opening for a Chris Rock movie.
Yeah.
The reason that I didn't go to see it is that I saw Chris Rock on Letterman and a couple of other shows, and in all the clips that they showed, it appeared that Chris Rock's role in the movie was just to go, oh my God, we got to get back to Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I got to get back to Jersey. It's like he wasn't being
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
Right. What they ought to do is let Chris Rock write a movie because he probably could do that.
It's much funnier.
Long Last, the movie that had
Mike,
to be
he
made.
Did.
Oh, he wrote one?
Pootie Tang.
Was Pootie Tang his?
He wrote it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
It's not bad.
No, it's not a bad movie.
It's not bad.
And now he may have an even better project going. At long last, the movie that had to be made, The Marion Barry Story.
Oh, man.
HBO says Jamie Foxx will star in a biography of the colorful former mayor of Washington, D.C. In his third term, Barry was videotaped smoking crack in a downtown hotel.
You gotta make it a comedy, though. You gotta make it a comedy.
And he's... Kind of like to do a fourth term anyway. The movie's going ahead with Barry's approval.
Yeah, that's all right.
The made-for-cable film will be called Living for the City, The Marion Barry Story.
Living for the City of the Night.
Produced by Chris Rock. It will be set to air next year.
Excellent.
Now, Don Geronimo has warned you about this before, not to complain about the food or service at a restaurant.
Oh, is this someone tainting food?
He warned you of the consequences. No, this is maybe even worse. They don't hear this show in Akron, Ohio, so Ray Norman didn't get the warning, which is apparently why he got stabbed in the neck with one of those spiky receipt holders. You know, the nail that they put the receipt on?
Oh, God.
It happened at a pizza parlor where Ray bought a couple of submarine sandwiches. He apparently wasn't happy when the grease from the sandwiches dripped onto his clothing. He went back into the store to complain. Now, the 20-year-old Ray Norman.
Now Buzz is having a fatal heart attack.
No, I'm drowning in my own saliva. Now the 20-year-old Ray Norman is in serious condition in a hospital with spinal injuries. They say they think he also fell while he was inside the pizza shop.
Don't complain.
Right.
Shut up.
There's your lesson.
Right, and swallow between stories.
If someone offered to sell you pills to enlarge your penis, would you buy them? Would you?
Would you?
In Phoenix.
Would you? I don't know, Buzz. We don't have those type of
worthless longitude pills.
I deleted that
probably
out.
Probably good idea. Yeah.
Okay. I deleted that
That's
out.
All right.
We'll start fresh. In Phoenix, authorities have shut down a company called CP Direct for selling its worthless longitude pills on the Internet. They say they've seized $30 million of the company's assets. These supposed penis enlargement pills cost $60 for a bottle for the first month and $40 a month after that. Prosecutors say the pills cost $2.50 a bottle.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
They say they've seized company assets, including a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, and a Bentley, along with cash and jewelry.
And a woman named Darlene.
Quoting one official, it appears they did quite a bit of volume.
I bet they did.
Company officials could not be reached for comment.
Uh-oh.
In sports, the Redskins open their third and final mini-camp of the offseason today. In the NBA, the Lakers are one win shy of claiming their third straight title. The U.S. World Cup team tied South Korea today, and the Williams sisters topped the new tennis rankings with Venus number one.
Good. I'm glad Venus beat the older sister.
Amen.
And finally, in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, a 39-year-old female English teacher is accused of having an 8-month affair with a 17-year-old male student. Reportedly, it started with oral last summer, about a month after the boy moved in with her and her husband just above the Christian bookstore.
You know what his name was?
Well,
no. Lucky.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of
no!
Thank you, everybody. Yeah, we gotta go.
And for a transcript of today's show,
kiss my ass.
Thank you, everybody. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And, yeah.
Shall we meet again?
Hold on.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
stop, Sammy.
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. Let me leave you swinging.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Members of the Don and Mike Show travel by Amtrak. Take 3 round trips on Acela Express before June 30th and get 10,000 Amtrak guest reward points. See Amtrak.com for details. Acela Express. Keep moving. This is the Don and Mike Show.